Laugh Time on the Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow we have this wrestler. Do you know this guy, The Edge?
Yeah, Edge.
Is he evil or good?
I think he's what they call a tweener. He's kind of in between evil and good.
Isn't that like Lisa's thing, that she loves wrestling?
Yes. Why? No, yeah. I know Lisa loves a good tweener. She loves a good one tweener. She likes a good wiener tweener. I know that about her.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
The son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
So turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rate women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
What?
And don't call telling jokes.
Really?
You're not laying in your own puke, are you?
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it. Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
Get it good.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I told you guys, don't overload your listeners. One bit per break. Don't cram all that junk together. Use your head. Hey guys, show a little respect for women. We want women to listen to this station, so cut the locker room talk. When you turn the mic on, think of that ideal Washington woman. You know, intelligent, upscale, like Madonna, you know?
You, sir, are an idiot.
Hey, man, we had an agreement. 9 songs an hour, not 7, not 8, 9. You keep up this yap, yap, yap crap, and you'll be back in Chicago driving a trash truck with your Earth Dog brother.
Are you some kind of moron?
Hey, man, why are you always talking about your wife? Who cares if you beat your wife? Everybody beats your wife.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here we go. Time for an audio martini, ladies and gentlemen. Time for an audio big O. As I get to say to you, FedEx Field stadium announcer, Philip Robert Jonathan.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You know, it's funny. Phil has finally got Olympic fever.
Phil's got the Olympic fever.
He called me this morning. He said the last time he saw a Misty Hyman act like that, it was on a Vivid TV double feature. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tweener and all the ships at sea. Hey, you'll like today's program because I added some NASCAR sound effects.
Yeah.
Not in my...
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. And hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast nationwide. We come to you via the auspices of Westwood One.
All right.
Don and Mike showing us a new episode. It's Thursday, September 21. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Right, our phone number. Much as I keep telling you that, make it unlisted. It's there for anybody. 877-365-3636.
All right.
That is the toll-free number, your hotline to the hits. And I think based upon the fact that we've received no J.O. tapes in the mail today.
Wow. Yes,
but we have received calls from people saying that they're sending the tapes.
Okay.
And we've received faxes from people saying that they are overnighting them, but some people didn't want to pay the $10. They're paying $5 to send it via two-day mail.
Right.
I think that while the J.O. contest might still happen tomorrow, We might just extend it a week.
That's a good idea.
Good. You know, to give everybody a chance to get their tapes together.
I think that's fair.
The J.O. tapes, because as of right now, the winner would be the guy who looks like Joe Gibbs, who brought down the tape of him J.O.ing in a shirt and tie yesterday.
Good chance of him being the winner at the end of next week, too. Very good chance.
Good chance.
I don't know. I mean, at first I was thinking, right, when I called in today, I said, we get any J.O. tapes? I said, no. I said, well, you know what? I guess nobody's embracing the idea.
Oh, no.
I guess we'll have to give the prize to the guy who came down with the tape yesterday. And then when I arrived...
You'll just need more time.
When I arrived, Charlie said that people had called on his voicemail and said, listen, please, wait until Friday.
Sure.
Because I've just sent the tape out. I've sent a two-day mail. So we'll see what kind of response we get in tomorrow's mail. And if we don't get a ton of tapes, we'll just carry the contest over for a week.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
But, of course, you'd still have the best opportunity, and we'd offer a special prize if, in fact, you decided to bring your tape by the big CBS building today.
Yeah, because, I mean, we like to review the early entries that are coming in.
And, listen, normally we don't have guests on this show. We're proud of that fact, that we're a low-rent show, and we never get any guests.
No, we never get any guests.
Today, though... You know, we go from nothing to everything. Today we have three guests.
Three. Good.
We have the wrestler, The Edge.
The Edge, famous wrestler.
He's going to be on the show today. And then we have everybody's favorite dyke truck driver, Sue.
From married, though, right?
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm kidding when I call her dyke.
Dykey.
Yeah, Dykey. Dykes on bikes. Today, Sue from Survivor.
Right.
And a special surprise we have planned for Sue when we get in touch with her. But we won't say anything about that until that happens.
Should be fun.
And a last-minute guest coming in, I think sometime in the first hour of the show, will be Redskins place kicker who just got fired, Brett Conway.
Brett Conway, a guy that had some not too pleasant things to say after his termination.
Wow. No, a good guy. A guy, he's been playing for the Redskins for a couple of years, and every week when I went out to the park to do my stuff, when many of the players would turn the other way and look at me as if I was some type of hideous creature, Brett Conway always went out of his way to come up and say hello. And
that's
nice. He digs the show, and they cut his ass yesterday.
Yep.
And they did it in a way that was not particularly nice, so we're going to give Brett Conway the chance to tell us everything that happened to him.
Yeah, and get a little insight into, what's going on over there in Redskin world.
Now, I'm not sure if, he's really going to want to come and burn every bridge, because after all, he does want to get a job kicking with another NFL team.
Probably not, but I mean, if he wants to come on this show, there's obviously, he wants to say some things. Maybe he wants to say farewell to the fans of Washington. Uh-huh. I think he had a pretty good run here.
I read in the newspaper today that he was upset of the way that he was fired.
And he was quoted, too.
A capologist, the guy who works on the salary cap for the team, called his agent up.
Right.
And, nobody came up to him in person and said, hi, listen, you're fired.
And he was rehabbing, I guess, yesterday at the park.
I saw him out there yesterday.
And he said he bumped into a couple of people. He didn't see, was it Serrato? Is that the guy?
Oh, yeah, Bug Eyes, right.
He didn't see him, but he saw, I guess, one of his underlings and his assistants who probably would have known what was going on. And they were like, hey, how you doing? How's it going? And then they called his agent. It's a tough business.
You know, we should have figured it out yesterday when we were sitting just waiting for an interview. Mm-hmm. At one point, I said to Boy Hill, man, what's going on at the front of the building? Because all of the reporters were gathered around somebody, and we thought that maybe was making his presence known, but as it turns out, it was Brett Conway, and we said, what are they interviewing him about? And we said, I don't know, maybe they put him on injured reserve or something, or maybe they just can't find anybody else to talk to, because yesterday out at the park, and understandably so, the players were not walking around with signs on that said, please interview me.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, Brett Conway will be coming in to give us his side of the story today.
Very good.
Good. And Dana Stubblefield will not be coming in to give us his side of the story today.
Boy, I tell you, it's trouble in Burgundy and Goldland, that's for sure.
Oh. Today we were coming back. Fred and I were coming back from running some errands, and Dana Stubblefield lives by where I live. He bought Gus Frerotte's house.
Right.
And as we were coming over one of the hills by our house, it looked like it was a speed trap. So she says, slow down, slow down. So I slow down, and we go by, and what appeared to be a ton of unmarked police cars were actually those cars that the news crews drive around.
Right, right.
You know, they have those, like, what's the model of car, Robbie?
Well, it's probably a
Crown Victoria.
Crown Vic,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we saw the big satellite trucks, and immediately we realized, oh, yes. Yes, they're going to wait for him to come home from work.
Oh, man.
You know, and regardless of if the guy did what is alleged that he did, they said he got in a fight with his wife last night about luggage and that she called the cops and said bad stuff went on. Regardless of that, you know, I say F the media guys that go to his house, because you're not going to get anything at his house. He's got a couple of little kids there.
Right, exactly.
You know, you don't need to have the school bus pull up and his kids get out. There's Channel 9 and Channel 5 and Channel 7 waiting to thrust the microphones in their faces.
I know, it sucks.
You know, you don't need it.
No.
But anyway, he won't be coming on today.
No, he won't.
But the other guy would.
He's welcome to.
Yeah. Yes, my neighbor. Dana Stubblefield, never had you over to the house for a BBQ.
She's welcome to.
Yes.
Everybody's welcome to.
Mrs. Stubby.
Yeah, either one of them can come on.
We have an open door policy on this show. Okay, we'll take some of your phone calls. Oh, I do want to talk about Big Brother today.
Big Brother.
Watched it last night.
The last real personality's gone from that house.
Yep. George, the roofer from Rockford.
Chicken man.
He's out of there.
With his toga outfit and his blonde hair. You know, doing that phony, you know, absolutely see-through, hey, I don't really care, I love everybody. I didn't buy it for a second.
Well, you know, that is pretty much the act that he's maintained.
Right.
The entire time he was in the house. And did you see the very end when Julie Chang says to him? And incidentally, will you folks stop calling? I know her name is Julie Chen. I enjoy calling her Julie Chang.
Just like she has not a trace of any kind of Asian accent. And
give
her a very,
does.
Very thick accent, you see.
At the very end of the show, when he's sitting there in his toga uniform, she says, and George, we have a special surprise for you. The University of Vermont is going to give one of your daughters a full 4-year scholarship to the school because you did not win the contest and you wanted to send one of your daughters to college.
Wow.
And
I didn't know that. I didn't see that. Did he break down like a little baby?
He, you know, he cries all the time.
He blubbers all the time, yeah.
But he started tearing up again, and his wife, who incidentally...
Although, I like this.
And you know, they're from Rockford, Illinois.
Right.
I used to live out there.
Right.
I went to high school in that area for a brief amount of time, and I actually kind of started my radio career out there when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. She is like the typical woman from Rockford, Illinois, his wife. You want to know what the women are like in Rockford? Take a look at Mrs. George.
George's wife.
That big...
Chicken man's wife.
That big, round, pig face. Those big, giant, Kathy Whiteside pipe Popeye arms she's got. That way she has of talking.
There you go,
Flippy. Yeah, it's not the Fargo. It's okay. The Chicago accent. Right.
There you go.
Oh, George, we love you, George. Yeah, at the very end, Julie Chang gave him a free scholarship. Now, who knows? I don't know if I've ever even heard of the college. You know, for all I know, it's like...
Did they say the University of Vermont?
It was something about Vermont. See, and I wasn't listening carefully.
If it's UVM, it's a great school.
It could have been a community college. It could be like the 13th grade.
Okay. I hope somebody calls and tells me. Now I'd be curious to know whether it's that real. I wouldn't think UVM would be throwing that out there.
Okay, if it was... this is a discussion I got in last night with my wife. Let's say it is a good school that's given him a scholarship for his kid. Well, let's look at the genetics at play here. Take a look at George and take a look at his wife. What's the odds that his kid has got a GPA decent enough to get her into the school, because she's not getting, like, an athletic scholarship?
Well, I'm trying to think of examples of, you know, I'm sure they're out there. They just don't come to mind real easily, examples of dumb parents with smart kids. But they, you know, you wouldn't have any smart people if that didn't happen once in a while,
I
would think.
If you're a C student with a scholarship, you're in.
Yeah, but if it's a good school...
Right.
Could you get in? I mean, do they let you in even on a freebie? They let you in with a C scholarship?
I would think so. I mean, as far as I know.
They let you in on a scholarship with a C average?
Unless the school is full, yeah, I would think so.
Okay, here's an example. Bill Clinton's mom was like a hairdresser, right? She had that little skunk cut before she passed away. I didn't see his dad, but I don't think his dad was any genius, right? And he's a Rhodes Scholar. Yeah, he's a horny Rhodes Scholar, but he was a bright guy.
The whole Rhodes Scholar thing is highly overrated.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard a Bill Bradley speech once. I might be inclined to agree with you.
Right.
You know what Vermont might do, whatever this university is make sure that to stay in, this daughter has to keep a certain GPA. Right. Like 3.3 or higher.
Lisa just brought me a note. It's the University of Southern Vermont.
Okay. It's probably a good school. I don't know anything about it. We have listeners up in Vermont, but I mean, I know the University of Vermont is a very prestigious school right, with a free med program that's very, very...
It's probably what I originally thought, the 13th grade.
Right.
All right. It's from
University of Southern Vermont. Well,
like high school, except you get to move away from home. All right. Well, good. Well, that was nice of them to give her that.
University of Southern Vermont.
I was just so pissed at that big moosey model, the Miss Washington, didn't get kicked out last night.
She's going to win now.
She came in second, actually, in the voting last night as far as who goes.
Yeah,
oh, really?
They teased it where they didn't see the beginning. They said, hello, moosey model, you have 49% of the vote. And they said to the Chinese guy, you have 7%. And then the one-legged boy had like 3%.
Really? So he's popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it was a shocker that George got booted out. I bet the one-legged boy ends up winning it all.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I wouldn't have picked him.
He'd be the one I would root for at this point. Thank God that show's finally winding down to an end.
So he can get himself a new leg.
That's right. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just, I was going to make my tape.
Oh, your J.O. tape. See, this is why we should make the contest last a couple of days longer.
Sure.
Well, I just wanted to know what you guys are wearing.
What are we wearing?
Yeah, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing, what I wear every day. Dungarees.
Uh-huh.
And suspenders.
Suspenders, all right.
And that's all.
That's it.
No shirt, just dungarees, loose-fitting dungarees and suspenders.
Okay, how about Mike? Mike, what are you wearing?
From the bottom down, I'm wearing bicycle shorts, you know, the tight-fitting bicycle shorts.
Uh-huh.
And from the waist up, I'm wearing a matador jacket with no shirt.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, we're glad we could help.
Good.
Thank you, honey. Goodbye.
Okay,
see you later.
And I'm just enjoying our little mental pictures, yours and mine.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, it's...
Oh, Don and Mike?
It's the truth. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. This is Roger here from Biddeford, Maine.
Yes, hi, Roger.
Yeah, I listen to you guys. I listen to you every day, and I think you guys are outrageous.
Well, how are you, Roger?
Outrageous. Not too bad. I'm just working outside today.
Outrageous, if you please.
Pardon me?
We're just doing a little Rick Dees impression, Roger.
You said we are outrageous.
Yeah, you guys are totally outrageous, I tell you.
Well, I bet those trees are turning colors.
I can't go a day without listening to you guys. You guys, my wife says, why do you guys listen? Why do you listen to him all the time? I said, they're great. So I got her to listen. So she's probably out there listening right now, probably hearing me talking to you. So.
There's a bio right there. We have a biography.
Yeah, right.
Roger.
Remember that rule?
Yeah, no bio.
No more bios.
No bios.
Thank you, though.
Hey, listen, you guys keep on going. Keep on trucking. We love you all. Here, stay to me.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate the nice words. Yeah. Hello.
No, just keep that goddamn John Travolta out of here.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Well, I'm pressing the buttons.
And he bought one of those big jet planes, you know. He flies it up and down the coastline.
Don and Mike show.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, ask Susan about the sex quiz.
Excuse me?
Give Susan the sex quiz.
Hello?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Excuse me?
Hello?
Yes?
Give Susan the sex quiz.
Are you in some small way indicating that you think you know what we should do on the show? You know how sensitive we are.
I mean, that was very rude. You know, it wasn't like, hey, I got an idea for you. It was, hey, you know, do this.
Well, ask her how much her husband weighs.
He doesn't get it.
Okay, listen, he doesn't get it. Why don't you just sit back and listen to what we have planned? What we have planned for Susan is better than anything you could dream up.
All right, just trying to help.
Okay, but listen, my friend. When you're doing whatever it is that you do, and tell me, what is it that you do?
I'm a construction work.
Okay. You know, how would you feel if you were there digging your ditch, you know, doing whatever it is that you're doing, and some guy just walked up to you out of the blue and tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey, dig it deeper. What would you say to that guy?
How deep you want it dug?
Or let's say you were just...
No, you wouldn't.
Let's just say you were standing there, and you were contemplating the fact that you were going to dig a hole, and a guy came up to you and said, you know what? That's the wrong shovel for that job. And let's say it was a guy who knew nothing about the construction business.
That's right.
And knew nothing at all about what you were going to try to do when you were planning to dig your hole. How would that make you feel?
Oh, not too good, buddy.
See, the buddy softened it a little.
The buddy did soften it. Yeah. That's too good, buddy.
Yeah. Well, that's how we feel.
I got it.
We've not even started to dig the hole yet. Have we ever let you down? When we dig a hole, do we ever let you down?
No, I'm sure it'll be good.
And the most operative question here, do you really think we need the help?
Nah.
Okay.
There you go. Good answer.
Thank you.
And he's gone like the wind.
All right. There you go. Please, everybody, you know how insecure we are. You know how sensitive we are. Please.
There was something about his tone.
Please. Mm-hmm.
Do this.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
A shock that he was in the construction industry, incidentally. I was positive I was going to hear Microsoft or something. Mm-hmm. But no, he was a construction guy.
And probably a damn good one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, I went to the University of Southern Vermont.
You did?
I did. I went on a 4-year tetherball scholarship.
Okay, tetherball scholarship.
It's funny. This guy sounds like he's really from Vermont, too.
Did you really go there? You're just goofing.
He's gone.
Nope. He hung up, too.
Tetherball.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to tell Don and Mike what the university was that they were talking about on Big Brother.
University of Southern Vermont.
That's correct.
What's the matter with your phone? Why is it making all those sounds?
I have no idea.
Okay, we are...
All right. They already got it.
No, listen, hold on, please. We've already got it.
Okay.
No.
For you.
No. You're talking to us.
Oh, cool. Well, guys, I didn't hear you say it on the radio, and said you wanted to know what the university was, so
you
have it.
Okay, that's not the bone of contention, though. The bone of contention is that you are talking to us, and you said, good, so they know.
Well, you sound different on the telephone than you do on the radio.
No, we don't.
No.
No, we don't.
Well, on my phone you do.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
I guess you're right.
Good answer.
Okay, now you're patronizing me. That's fine.
That's what you like.
That's fine. No, that's not what I like. You're the dumbass that calls with information that we had 10 minutes ago, and then you're so stupid you don't realize you're talking to the disc jockeys on the air.
Well, thank you for educating me.
All right. Just don't let it happen again. As a matter of fact, you can avoid it altogether.
Okay. Have a great day, guys. Love the show.
Right. F you.
Bye.
Bye. F you. I mean it.
It's one of those days today. Everybody's screwing up today.
So.
I mean, really, F you. Please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hey, Don, did you see the Today Show this morning?
No, didn't catch it. What did I miss?
Behind the live shot of Matt Lauer, guy was holding up a black T-shirt with white lettering, F the Olympics, but it was spelled out.
Oh, really?
Blank, blank.
Oh, dear.
It was wonderful.
That is grand.
And the camera stayed on it for about 3 or 4 minutes before, I guess, one of the NBC people pulled them down or pulled it away.
One of those sleepy NBC people.
That's
and
beautiful.
And it was live.
Oh, yeah, they are doing it live now. Now they're making a big deal about saying, hey, it's the middle of the night over here, yet it's morning where you are.
Right,
it's like 8 in the morning, 11 at night there, or something like that.
You
it
know,
was hilarious.
I watched a little bit of it last night. I got a chance to see the upset in the swimming, the Hyman, the lady named Hyman.
Great name, Misty Hyman.
She, you know, they did this like 20 minutes on the Australian swimmer, and then they went into the pool, and it was a legitimate upset. It was fun to watch. They had another guy that apparently was, he finished with the bronze medal, and he's the guy that said, we crush them like guitars or something like that, right. And they interview this guy after one of his races, and he's got these shades on. The guy obviously is just a swinging you-know-what. He's sitting there talking.
Swinging dick, right?
He's a swinging dick, and he's going, yeah, well, you know, you have your ups and your downs. You got to take it one day at a time. And they come back to Bob Costas, and he did it, I guess, real quickly. He had the same shades on. And he did the whole break like that. It was pretty. I love Bob Costas. I really do.
I'm amazed that nobody goofs on the fact, even on ESPN, the girl's name is. It's Misty Hyman, right?
Yes,
yeah, right.
Correct.
Hey, Misty Hyman. Hey, welcome everybody. It's Chesty LaRue and Misty Hyman. Like, Jesus Christ, I'm laughing my ass off.
Right, it's a stripper's name.
The girl's name is Misty Hyman. And nobody's even addressing that?
And it is, I think, the biggest upset of the Olympics, of this Olympics. It's the biggest one. You know, this lady that from Australia, they call her Madam Butterfly because she never loses in the butterfly. And, you know, this swimmer, Misty Hyman.
Misty Hyman.
One going away. And it was so cool because you saw her in the pool. It was an Olympic moment that I enjoyed because she took her, you see her with the goggles and she can't see and she doesn't believe what she's seeing. She's going, and you can't hear the audio, but she's going, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It was, I know you hate the Olympics, but it was.
I can't get into it.
I just turned it on. I flipped it on and it was great. It was one of those good moments. I like the swimming.
I just think about her parents. You're already stuck with the last name Hyman.
Buster.
What they named the boy? Buster? I mean, you know, okay, we got Buster. What about for a girl? Oh, Jesus. Drippy? No, drippy doesn't work. Leaky? No. Smelly? Oh, I got it. Misty.
Misty.
Misty Hyman.
There you go.
Misty. Hey, Misty Hyman with you.
Woo!
Good afternoon, everybody.
Misty Hyman Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, breaking news. Kathy Lee is leaving the show.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Very good. Right, thanks
bye-bye.
For the update. We appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
Thanks. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is, I got called in about I was talking about Don and Mike.
Okay, you're talking to us.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I was wrong. I was totally wrong. Hey, got a question. I try to besides every single morning. I hear that Rob Zombie lookalike, Imus, talking about Opie and Anthony, and talking about the two morons from D.C. that are challenging Opie and Anthony.
Hold on, you're all over the place.
Well, I know, I the whole story.
Hold on, I had to delete you out because you know that we can't say the name of the disc jockey you just mentioned.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay?
But, I mean,
all day, it's people that just don't know.
Well, I don't know the whole entire story, of course. But, I mean, what does Imus get off? Like, you always mention his name. Where does he
get off? Hey, can I make it? Can I simplify it for you? Because I'm so tired of hearing about this. Every disc jockey hates every other disc jockey. It's ingrained, okay? If we say we like other disc jockeys, yes, we kind of like them, but we really don't. Because basically, at the core of it, all disc jockeys hate other disc jockeys.
We tolerate some disc jockeys.
We tolerate some,
more
exactly.
than others. And if Anus in the Morning said we're jerks, we don't care.
Because that's what he does. Of course he does that. We say horrible things about him. It's done within the business. It's nothing.
Compared to you guys, I mean, you guys are the best compared to that old man.
Well, what do you want us to say?
I mean, yeah, that's an excellent question. How are we supposed to respond to that?
I guess there's no response to it. I just get pissed off when I hear it.
Now, you know what? Every dumbass in the world is calling us today.
It's really...
Everybody that's called us today should be shot.
I swear to God.
And you could economize by lining them all up and shooting one bullet through the first guy's head. It travels through his head, through the second guy's head, to the third guy's head.
It's just amazing. I mean, that is the secret. It is, you know, when you've been doing it for a while, that's just the way it is.
And listen, there are some disc jockeys we like. We do like O&A. We do like Donnie Simpson, who works here in town.
Absolutely.
You know, I can think of a handful. We like Shotgun Tom Kelly.
But let's be honest, through all of it, all the disc jockeys, even the ones that we like and that we get along with, we consider, you know, if it was ever... One moment where they were competitive with us, where there was a...
Right, we'd hate them.
We'd hate them immediately.
We'd hate them.
It's the way it works.
Sure. Yeah. The guys we like are the guys we're friends with, the guys that we don't compete with.
Right.
Okay? And even among those guys, there's some guys that we don't like. Guys that we don't compete with.
Sure.
There's guys that we don't like.
Right. There's a handful of guys that we get along well. Fortunately, Opie and Anthony's in that group, and we're happy about that.
But really, you can't go into the whole thing about...
it's gonna be May.
Because really, they rain all over our parade when you do that. Mm-hmm. They really do. Okay? Thank you, everybody. Let's take another stupid call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up?
Hi.
How are you doing?
Sorry. You know, listen.
I'm sorry you're getting bad callers today.
Okay. Oh. Then hold on. And really, I'm not setting out the bus balls.
I know you're not.
Then why did you ask, how are you doing? don't you know?
I care, Don.
Don't you know how we're doing?
Well, you could be doing on other fronts.
Well, this is the front.
Another front.
This is the front I'm at right now.
This is the Russian front.
This is it.
This is all quiet on the Western front.
So please, don't ask how we're doing.
Okay. Don't call him the Edge. It's just Edge.
Edge. Okay. What? Can you give us a little heads up on Edge? Is there anything about him that? Because we asked yesterday and nobody really had any information for us. They said he was a tweener, but that's the only information we got.
Well, he's kind of like one of those. He's a guy that is like. He's not really bad, but he isn't really good either. He's kind of he makes the fans mad because he comes out and they'll do their little 5-second thing where they pose for everybody to take pictures. But this guy constantly goes out and beats himself up just to make people happy.
Okay.
And they hit each other with chairs and they're diving off 20-foot ladders and
I don't get it. Listen,
I'm so sorry I asked.
We'll call him the Edge. We'll call him Mr. Edge. We'll call him Jagged.
Edge.
Call him Jagged Edge.
Is he as big as the Undertaker?
No, not even close.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Undertaker scared the crap out of me. I don't care if you think it's fake or not. He walked in here, and I really thought he was going to do something.
There's no way he set his brother on fire, though, like he told
no
him.
Way.
That was a lie. You
no
tell
way.
Him that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Harry.
Hi, Harry.
Hey, how's it going, man? I know that everybody's calling you, and they're all crappy calls, and I'm probably one of them.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you something about Edge also. He's an idiot.
Okay.
He's got a tag team partner named Christian. And they're both losers.
Do you watch the wrestling?
With my pants down, man.
Okay. All right. Okay. You saved yourself there.
You did.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. It's Edge and Christian. And, let me see.
I think she might have been listening to a radio and she just heard somebody else saying it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm wondering how the callers are in the future.
They suck.
They're terrible today.
They suck. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hey, I knew the best wrestler of all time. You got a Honky Tonk Man. Remember him?
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Very close to just ripping the phone out of the wall right now. Okay? Please. Hello, Don and Mike.
If you're going to make a call like that, at least make it a legitimate call to the best wrestler in the world ever, in the history of the sport.
Tugboat.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. You're on the air. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They're frightened.
Okay, with Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, did you know that Sue was with Regis this morning?
Yes.
And did you know that there are fur-bearing, man-eating beasts loose in California?
No.
They're suants, spelled C-U-N-T-L-I-T-O.
Pardon me? You know,
suants.
I'm not going to get mad.
No.
He was trying to be funny, right?
He was. Yeah, I don't know what he was.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Would you stop asking how we're doing?
Ah, sorry, guys. Hey, listen, Mike.
What?
You talk about the Undertaker? That's just like the Red Sox. They're buried, done, and gone.
Yeah, they are. They are. Maybe that's why I'm a little edgy today. Maybe that's why. Maybe because they really crapped out. What did you tell me in today's game? It was in the first inning, 7-0.
Top of the first when I left home, it was 7-0.
7-0. Yeah.
7-0.
They're out of it anyway, and I am prepared to admit that now. And that what was the deal that you said if I admitted it?
Once you get past the point of no return,
past the point where I cannot take any credit or show any joy if they win.
If they come back,
absolutely.
Okay then.
Okay. Yeah, then don't get excited when I tell you that it's Boston 8, Cleveland 7 at the bottom of the fourth.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, just...
It absolutely doesn't matter.
You did that well.
Is that true, though?
You passed the test.
Well...
Is that really true?
Yeah, it is true.
It'll be... You know what it'll be?
What's the score?
It'll be 8-7, Boston.
Oh.
It'll be Cleveland 10, Boston 8. By the end of the game.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Suckers.
Hey, Honky Tonk Man versus the Redskins. Honky Tonk Man, 36-0.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
The wrestling audience is the greatest audience in the world.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Richard from Strip Trivia. I won the WWF prize pack.
Yes, Dick.
Hey, I got to meet the Edge.
Okay.
He was pretty cool, but I appreciate the trip. I had a great time. I just want to call and tell you thanks.
I'm glad. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
You know, that is, I think that's why it's a tactical mistake to announce that we're going to have wrestlers on the show. Mm-hmm. That we start getting bombarded with these calls. We should probably just throw them on when they come on and just let people react when they're here.
And it's not The Edge, and it's not Edge. It's The Edge.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes, hi.
That is completely unrelated to what you guys are talking about.
That's fine.
Okay, you guys have been on the radio for a long time. Do you guys remember the first time, the very first time that you guys ever met?
Ever what?
Met.
Yes, it was in a gay bathhouse.
It was.
In a gay bathhouse?
No, it was in a steam room, specifically in a steam room.
Well, let's be honest, it was a steam room, but it was really...
It was a steam room where men had sex.
Okay.
And then Dom wasn't having sex, and I wasn't having sex. That's how we met.
Mm. We were looking to have sex, though.
We were looking at other men having sex.
And then I said to Mike, I said, do you want to have sex? And he said, yes, I want to have sex. And I said, but I don't want to have sex with you. And he said, I don't want to have sex with you either.
So we took two of the other men that were there. And that was it, and the rest is history. Those men were Buzz and Rob.
That's how we met. Thank you.
Yeah,
bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Joanne. I just wanted to tell you that you think this is a bad show with losers calling in?
Yes, I do.
I think it is one of the funniest shows I've heard in the longest time.
Grant. You're probably laughing at the beginning of Saving Private Ryan, then. Yeah, you see the guy get his arm blown off. Fantastic.
Anyway, you're keeping me happy.
All right, thank you, honey.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
And I actually, you know, she had her opinion, and it was actually one of the more intelligent calls. I'd like to point out that last call that was asking how he met, there wasn't even one bit of laughter there. You know, it's like, oh, okay.
Hello.
They met in a bathhouse.
Don and Mike show.
I love deep-fried scabs with extra jizz.
All right, thanks. Hi, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Fine.
How you doing?
Is this the how you doing guy?
Hey, Dad.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Come on.
Sorry.
Hey, Dad.
Come on.
Hey, Dad.
How come I listen to a dopey show like Rush Limbaugh, and I hear that dope gets people calling out, you know, they're boring as hell.
Yeah, I mean, that show will put you, literally, that will put you to sleep.
Or I listen to Turkey Neck. You know, I listen to Dr. Laura. And you,
hey, Dan.
And you hear those goddamn stupid house frows with their effing stupid questions. But at least none of these other shows that I ever hear on the radio, they get people calling just going,
hey, Dan.
Yeah. How you doing? How come all these other shows never get people going,
hey, Dan.
Hey, Dr. Laura? Can I talk to Dr. Laura? Hello, is this the Dr. Laura show? How you doing? Hey, you know that thing you were talking about 20 minutes ago? I want to give you the answer to the thing you were talking about 20 minutes ago, even though you already got the answer. How you doing? It's just this show.
Yeah.
It's just us, man.
I'm listening to this show from my car, though. You talk about those other shows just because of this.
I'm just wondering how come...
With that lady that called.
How come occasionally we don't get some of those callers?
Yeah, I know.
How come we only get these guys?
Hey, Dan.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't give a crap how you're doing.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's
Gladys. God damn it. Oh. God damn it.
Gladys.
God damn you.
She is not allowed to call, is she, Ron?
Not until September 23rd.
No, I'm sorry. When she calls on a day like this...
I wasn't going to call.
Yeah, be quiet.
Well, I was just so tempted because you're just having such a crappy show.
Try for yourself.
I'm the cherry on top of this Sunday.
Gladys.
Shut up.
Gladys.
What?
That's it. We need to punish her more.
You are on
today.
You are already on probation. Robbie, when was she allowed to call us?
She was supposed to call on September 23rd, which would have been Monday's show, really.
Oh.
So you mean you couldn't wait 2 days?
No, I couldn't.
Gladys?
I had to.
Gladys, are you
I wasn't
ready for
gonna
this?
Ask Charlie. I wasn't, but then
Gladys.
What?
What? There's the real Gladys right there. What? I just want to scream and be as loud as I can and just get my voice on the radio.
Listen, Gladys.
No, I'm not. What?
I'm going to have to make an example out of you.
All right.
Gladys Kravitz?
Yes, sir.
Banned for the rest of the year.
Yeah!
Wow! Oh, man.
Yeah.
Banned for the rest of the year.
There you
well,
go.
Well, I'll still send you your birthday present.
Banned until the year 2001.
Excellent idea.
Not allowed to call us until next year.
Okay. Hey, did you like your card, John?
Unfazed.
Yes, pretty?
Yes,
I don't care.
It was very nice. Thank you. But
did
please,
you like what? I'm sending you a birthday present, too.
Okay.
You'll
please,
love it.
Please don't call.
I won't.
Okay.
I'm making sloppy joes.
Of course. You're making sloppy joes in your pants.
Oh, go away, Gladys.
You want to send me a present? Send me your hymen.
Send
me your Misty Hymen.
Long gone, yeah. That's for sure.
Send me your not Misty Hymen.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hey, listen, Don,
what
happened. Since I can't call for the rest of the year. The Sunday, Labor Day Sunday, Don and Leah got their freedom.
Oh, Mike's holding his headphones up to the...
That's because I couldn't keep them on my ears with her cackling.
What? Oh, I'm goofy today. Yeah, Don and Leah flew off. The cage fell off the porch and they flew away.
You know, this crazy old bitch, she names her animals after everybody on the show.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I'm sad.
All right, yes you are. And Gladys, we will not talk to you again until 2001.
Yeah, but you might see me in New York.
Not a chance.
Happy New Year, Gladys.
Bye-bye.
There's a big chance. Bye, guys. Love you.
Right. Bye. Because she's Dusty Hymen. Bye-bye.
That's good. That's a good punishment.
Oh. She picked the absolute wrong time to break her probation.
Yes,
didn't she?
Yes, she did. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bye-bye. There's a big chance.
Yeah, I thought
it was
Don
Mike. Sure, and why not just turn your radio up?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, Don
Mike. Yes.
Yeah, Don Mike.
Oh, you know, he's just doing this to be a goof.
No, I don't think he is.
But I'm just praying he is.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to give you a gun so that way you can shoot all the callers that's already called in today.
No, see? No. You tried to give him an out, and he didn't even take it.
No, it's too stupid. Hello?
Start with yourself.
Now, listen, sir, you want to turn that radio off right now, okay? Because you're talking to us.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Did you realize you were talking to us?
No.
You know, you said Don and Mike have it, what, five times?
And I said yes every time. And then you suggested that all the dumb callers get shot. You want to give us a gun.
That's right.
Right. And I want you to start with yourself. I want you to... How's that Rod... Where's that Rod Steiger tape? Get yourself a nice,
cool gun. All right. Never call. Never call again, sir.
Okay. I'll make sure I call tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Too.
Damn it.
Once in a while you get a run. You get a run. We're getting a run.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello, it's a hang up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mega dittos, Don and Mike.
Right, thank you.
I have a Bob Costas Olympic moment.
All right.
Happened Tuesday night during the Italian basketball game. A gentleman with a word that rhymes with sucka on his jersey.
Oh, you mean F-U...
Yes, I do.
E-R, right.
And Bob Costas was the most uncomfortable person pronouncing the name Uchka during the entire game.
The guy's real name on the back of his jersey was Fuchka?
And it was uncomfortable to look at on television.
Did they spell it? It wasn't spelled with a K, was it?
Yes, it was.
It was F-U-C...
That is correct, sir.
You're BSing me.
I'm not kidding you.
All right, what were the last two letters in the name?
A...
A, okay, so it was an A.
Yes, it was.
And then the bad word before the A?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's pretty good.
The moment was the crowd shouting it as we would pronounce it. Oh, blank.
Okay, all right. Gotcha. Thank all you, right. My friend.
Fuchka.
Now, that's a good call.
That's an excellent call.
That's a great call.
Superb.
Fuchka. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
You're the greatest. My mother's dying of cancer. Last night, I crawled into a bottle of Pepe Lopez. Today,
You have brightened my whole day. I haven't laughed in days. Thank you very much.
Well, if that's true, that's very nice of you to say that, and I hope you do okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for your service to our country.
Oh, come on. Your mother doesn't have cancer, does she?
Yes, she seriously does.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that, and I hope you're enjoying the show. So I hope our misery today is bringing you pleasure.
It is the best. I always love it when somebody works you. That's the funniest.
All right, great.
Listen, I hope your mother comes around. Give me a call and let me know her condition. It would please me greatly.
Please you greatly, yes. Elvis, the healer.
I put my big
certainly, thank you.
My big turban on. But please be grateful. Let me know of the woman's condition.
Hey, worsens.
Yeah, tell me if her condition worsens.
We were just laughing at a regular Elvis commercial, you know, for because they had the Hawaii Elvis when he was completely effed up.
It was one of those best of Elvis things, the Time Life.
Right.
You're watching
on
it on
TV.
On TV upstairs in the office. And it was, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. And they would go from shots of, like, Elvis in the Army to our Elvis, mm-hmm. you know, purple and bloated.
Yeah, and then the Hawaii Elvis, which was kind of in between, where he's got the lays around his name, he's sweating, he's just like, hey, where am I, man?
Yeah, but we know from the tapes that he was so massively effed up that night.
Absolutely. And it was also that Hawaii period where he was doing that. That's also probably when he was the most out of control doing crazy stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddies. How you doing?
Hi, buddy. We're doing great. You're the last call.
Okay. Well, listen, I was realizing as I was talking to my friends that there's a whole demographic of closet Don and Mike listeners. As we're sitting around talking, we say, hey, you listen to that? Don't tell my wife. She'll kill me.
I think so. I think so.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Closet buddies.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Closet buddies.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Well, we've just concluded the most painful hour of radio in the history of the industry.
It's going to be great from here on out.
Toe-tapping touchstones right there. Time for a call 100, a prize package selected especially for you. Call Lisa.
Lisa.
She's standing by. Phone number. Will you know it? 1-877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our tapes back in the studio.
You can just access them at will, immediately.
You know, we got to find out at some point during the show today if Bill the Contractor ever got his $1,000.
Jim, yeah. Want to lay odds on that one?
Jim, why do they call him Bill?
Bill.
Yeah, you're right. Jim the Contractor.
Sure looks good, the work that he did in here yesterday.
Yeah.
He did a beautiful job.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yes, sir, we're calling me.
Oh, come on. Come on, please. But what the hell was all that noise?
What do you mean, what's all that noise?
That noise. There was something in the background, then you jumped on the line. Like, what were you doing? Were you not, like, sitting on the line?
Yeah, I was on speakerphone.
I'm sorry, you're the 99th caller.
Sorry about that.
You just missed.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that.
Too bad.
All right.
Better luck next time.
Man, it always seems that calls with speakerphones end up being caller number 99.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100th caller.
Yes, yes, you are. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, where are you calling from?
Potomac.
Dave, call 100, and you have won tickets to Paramount's King's Dominion this Saturday, where you'll be able to meet Rudy and Sue from Survivor.
Cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right. www.kingsdominion.com. Everybody else who wants to find out about this event. You're blown away by this great gift.
Amazing.
Amazed.
Fantastic. You glad you called?
Agree.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on, please.
I mean, that fits, too. That's going to go along with today's show so far.
Yeah.
Every winner will be like, For those people that don't call, and there are many people that don't even call to play contests.
99% of the people listening to the show would never call.
That is an endeavor. Incidentally, if you're calling this show to win a prize, that takes a long time. You get a lot of busy signals. You wait on hold for a long time. It's a very difficult process. So to go through that, there is the enthusiasm. Even though he didn't show it there on the phone, he really was jacked up to win.
But you know what I heard today?
What?
It's made me happy. I really don't mind when it happens to us because we give away, you know, prizes like tickets to an amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while we get a great prize to give away, like a trip or something, but that's like right. Once a week. Well, the Jam and Oldie station, the station that nobody listens to,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm serious about this. More people listen to police band radios than listen to Jam and Oldies.
Right.
They're so desperate that every Thursday, and they do this because of something to do with the ratings company on Thursday. It's a big day.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thursday, they're giving away $100,000. Desperate. Very desperate. $10,000 an hour. I mean, imagine the sinkhole that they're just throwing all this money into.
Yeah, incredible.
They're not going to get any ratings from it.
No.
But it's the last resort when you can't find the right records to play and when your disc jockeys suck.
Right.
You just throw money at the problem.
Right.
So I'm driving in today. And I'm listening, I don't know, it might have been LBVD, whatever
right.
it was. Whatever, you know, all right, hey, Jammin', that's your song, call now. You know, and these saps, these suckers at Jammin' Oldies are giving away $100,000 in one day, okay? That's not going to make you the number one radio station,
right.
but I'm listening to it. And I love it, because the guy who calls in, they go, hey, Jammin' Oldies, hello.
Yeah, hello, did I win the money?
You are caller number 10. You have won $10,000.
Wow, that's really great. Thanks very much.
$10,000? What do you think about that, man?
Wow, that's really great.
What are you going to do with that? And I mean, the poor disc jockey couldn't stop it. He kept pushing, going, what are you going to do with $10,000?
And just nothing, and he couldn't get anything out of him at all?
And of course, they're running, you know, the scary music behind him, you know,
right,
like the Exorcist
right.
music behind it that's supposed to give this failed bit some energy.
Heighten the dramatic effect.
But, God, I almost drove off the road because the listener was just going,
Yeah, it's great. Thanks very much.
And you know, somewhere in the back room, the program
is starting to create a new promo with someone, one of our employees, to make it sound better.
Yeah, they're on the line, and they're going, hello, Jam and Oldies, who's this?
Yeah, hi, this is Limp Bip.
You're caller 10. And this is exactly how it plays out. You go, you're caller 10. What that means, don't you? You know what that means, don't you?
Did I win?
You won $10,000. How's that make you feel?
That's great.
It's fantastic. I love it. It was such a car wreck.
Yeah, it's one thing when we give away our stuff, and sometimes we give away really good stuff, but when they're giving away that kind of cash and they get that right, we've had great reactions when we've given away a lot of money.
And you know, and because it's a stupid station like Jam and Oldie where they just play records,
right?
The disc jockeys can't say to the people calling, listen, you douchebag, we're giving you $10,000.
Yeah, they're not allowed to, like we are, when we get somebody like that last numbnuts that called in here.
So then I go, what's your new number one station?
Bobby.
Thank you!
Thank you, and then they, you know, giving high fives to each other.
Hey, that was fantastic.
That was great, man. Boy, we're going to do it again with another lame caller.
God, oh, I love radio. I love that. You, don't worry about programming the station. Don't worry about getting the right disc jockeys, the right music. How do you fix it? Let's give away $100,000 a day.
Amen.
That ain't going to work. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now in our studio, and I will call him a friend. He is not an acquaintance. He is a friend. The former field goal kicker for the Green Bay Packers and for the Washington Redskins. He's unemployed now. Here is Brett Conway.
Hi, Brett.
Thank you. Thank you. You're giving away $100,000. I'll take it.
No, we're not. Another station is. And God bless them, because the ratings are still going to suck. Now, as I told you, when I would go out to Redskins Park every week, a lot of times, most of the football players, they would walk by. Some of them would say hi to me. I got some buddies on the team, but generally, they would look at me like, like most football players look at anybody with a microphone,
right,
like the Antichrist. Well, not Brett. Brett would always come by. I hate to think that had anything to do with the demise, but he would always come by and say, Hi. Mm-hmm. We'd rap a little bit. He listens to our show. If we were in a pinch, like if we needed an interview and some guy was being a prick and didn't want to do it, we could always count on Brett. Well, the other guys were out there practicing. I remember one day a couple weeks ago. All the guys are on the field. They're busting their asses practicing, all the Redskins. And Brett was just walking around the building.
Sure.
And I heard one of the ladies say, "Hey, Brett, what do you got planned for this afternoon?" And he said, "Lunch."
That's great.
Pretty lonely over there.
You know,
lonely. It's
interesting because another guy that I knew, Chip Lo Miller, used to kick for the Redskins, too. There's an attitude with the guys that do what you do, and you joke like that, and you do it because the attitude really is, and correct me if I'm wrong, when it comes down to it, you got to deliver, and the pressure is enormous, and that's the singular most important thing. And the way you prepare is the way you prepare. And so you can make a joke like that if you've been in the NFL and you've been a successful field goal kicker.
Absolutely. You know, it's the situation that happened the other day was it's comical in itself. And so as a field goal kicker, you have to use the comedy as a stress reliever. Because on Sunday, it's the toughest job in the world on Sunday.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you would know this, Don, don't field goal kickers really in the NFL? I mean, as far as going to different teams and people changing
yeah, they're like
kickers,
they're like disc jockeys, they're always moving.
More than any position in the NFL, that's happening all the time.
So before the first game, I mentioned during the pregame show, while all the other guys are out there in their football clothes,
right?
That Brett was out in the middle of the field. Now, everybody else got their pants and their football pants on.
Yep.
He was out there with khakis and a golf shirt and Jesus shorts.
Jesus sandals.
And,
that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And everybody else...
You're kicking in sand? Were you kicking?
No, just watching, studying.
Everybody else is kind of warming up. They're doing jumping jacks and stuff. And you're just standing at the 50-yard line, just kind of doing this. Just hands on hips, just shaking around a little bit.
And stretching.
So I ask about it. Turns out that's his pregame ritual.
Right.
That
right.
He's the last guy to put on his uniform.
Was.
Yeah, you were. And
yeah, everybody knows about that now. That was that wasn't the most satisfying dismissal in the world. I guess nothing is satisfying about that, but you didn't like the way they did it, the way I understand it.
No, it was tough, you know. And
all right, how did the Redskins fire you? And first off, why did they fire you? Because I saw him on the field before the Monday night game. I said, "Hey, how you doing?" And you had your leg wrapped, and you said, "Not too good.
Yeah,
not feeling too great." But you didn't give me the vibe like that you were washed up as a kicker.
No, not at all. And I don't think they do either. I think it was a business decision, and I respect that decision. You know, they needed some roster spots for some guys. They wanted to bring, I don't know who it was, some receivers in, I guess. And I was the first to go, so I was the first on the list.
Well, why is it a roster decision if they fire you, but then they bring another kicker in? Either way, you're going to have a kicker on the roster, right?
Right, but with the punter, the kicker, and another kicker, that's three roster spots. So if they had released one of the kickers, that's only two roster spots for kickers.
Oh, I got you. So they were going to keep the other guy around while they kept you you were rehabbing?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Now, since the day with a lot of publicity, a lot of not very good publicity for the Redskins, has anyone contacted you from the team, or was that it? I mean, your agent was called.
How did you get? Yeah, tell us how you got fired.
It was Tuesday night. My agent called me about 8:00 and said he had just received a call from from Mark Levin, who is the salary cap guy, and he said they were going to waive me injured, which means we could either do an injury settlement or come back and stay on the Redskins on injured reserve until I get better, and then they can release me at that point.
Now, is that how it's done normally?
That's a first for me. And like you said, I've been with a couple other teams.
When you were fired with Green Bay, how did they fire you there?
Ron Wolf.
Yeah, that's the GM, right?
That's the GM. He spoke to me. And well, they actually traded me, and he was the one that came to me with the trade agreement.
And who fired you before that?
It was just Green Bay when I was in Green Bay.
Oh, just Green Bay.
Then when I was in New York, when I was with the Jets, Parcells pulled me in his office.
So every other time, the head guy or the next to the head guy pulled you in. And who called your agent?
Mark Levin. He's the new salary cap guy.
He's an accountant.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So it had to, I got the impression, I saw you on television when this happened. And, you know, obviously, as a kicker, you do get a thick skin for this kind of thing. But this was different, and you didn't really like the way it was done, right? I mean, that's the truth. It was a business decision, but you think it probably could have been handled differently.
That is the truth. And, I'm not here to bash the Redskins. Like you said, you guys are my friends, and I can come in. I'd like to come in whenever I want. But, the way it was handled, they told me that it was a business decision, and I respect that. The only thing was that they did bad business. It was a bad business decision the way it happened.
How would you have liked to have been fired? I mean, what's the way that would have been acceptable?
Well, you know, it's tough any way you take it. But
yeah, I know. But
had somebody come to me, you know, Norv or Vinny Serrato or Dan Snyder, and said to me, you know, you're a really good kicker. We're not firing you because of your faults. You know, you haven't missed a kick in a long, long time. And approached me about it like that and said it was strictly a business decision, I would have had much more respect for the Redskins.
And it was, I mean, technically it was. I mean, the reason for this was obviously it was the injury. It wasn't because you were, you know, out there missing kicks.
Correct.
It was because,
correct,
you know, when they, I remember the first time I heard it on some news outlet and they were talking about, you know, there's a shakeup with the Redskins. And when they came back and I'm like, they're you know, they're cutting a guy that was hurt. You
okay,
know,
then how awkward was it yesterday? When you get the call on Tuesday that says you're fired,
right?
And then you have to go back to work on Wednesday. You had to go in there like to clean out your junk.
It was tough. It was. I walked in and nobody knew. All my friends, none of my friends knew. I walked straight to my special teams coach's office and he said, "Hey, where were you? Where you been?" And I kind of laughed at him.
You mean he didn't know?
No, he didn't know.
God.
I said, "Are you serious?" And he said, "Yeah, well, yeah. Where have you been?" And I said, "Well, they released me last night." And that's when he found out the news.
Oh my God!
You know, I know we're not bashing, and I know that's not what we're here to do.
Right,
it
right.
just seems to me that I'm sorry. I mean, that's
that
something
sucks.
That everybody should kind of know that when a guy has been released, especially a guy that has contributed to the team, in any capacity.
Did you see Norv after this happened yesterday? Did you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I approached Norv about it, and I asked Norv, and
so what did Norv say?
Well, we had a conversation about it, and you know, I told him what I thought, and I thought it was a bad decision. That, you know, I've given a lot to this team, and I had a lot of respect for the team and the organization, and you know, a lot of guys are still my friends on the team, and I would have liked to have been there. I think you know, if they'd have given me some time to heal up, I really could have helped the team. And
what did he say in response to the part, like, and I'm guessing he said, "Hey, it was really crappy the way you guys did this." Did you mention that to him?
He explained it. And, you know, I really don't think it's his job. You know, I think it might be the other guy's job to do it. He said, "Well, Vinny Serrato didn't say anything to you?" And I said, "No, Vinny Serrato didn't say anything to me." So a little bit later when I went in Vinny's office, Vinny said, "What do you mean, Norv didn't say anything to you?" And I said, "No, Norv didn't say anything to me." So,
you know, doesn't that sound like the bull ass that you get at a regular job?
It sounds like here, Don. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was like, what? Oh, Ken didn't tell you. Jeremy was supposed to tell you.
Oh, we get that. Seriously, we get that all the time in this business.
Norv and I had a really good conversation about it, and he explained it to me, and I said, you know, I understand 100%. If I was in your shoes, I would have to consider it also. So
where do you stand right now physically? I mean, where are you, you know, say that you had stayed on the sidelines for a while. How long would you have taken to get back on track?
It's tough to say. It really is. You know, last time I thought I was well, and obviously, you know, I had a little relapse into the injury again. So is it to say that those 4 weeks, I think, that I was, the month that I was healthy, was I really healthy, or was it, I'm just pushing it too soon. So, you know, it's tough to tell. And,
well, what is the queer injury that you have?
It's a thigh strain.
It's a fag injury.
It's a
kicker's injury.
It's a kicker's injury. Anybody else on the team would be fine with it.
Right.
But there's just so much explosion and stress on that one muscle for a kick.
In the words of Jerry Glanville, though, but, you know. How about a little of the needle?
Yeah, were you approached by anybody on the team to say, listen, you know, take a shot, you dead the leg, and
it always becomes North Dallas 40 with us.
Exactly, not at all. That's a little outdated, the league these days.
All right, so now, before I ask you about your new job prospects, has your girlfriend left you?
No, she hasn't.
She has not left you?
No, she hasn't. She was actually the only one that wept. So,
and
I had to console her, and she, you know, I should be the one crying, and I haven't.
Have you seen his girlfriend?
Only heard about her.
Oh, really?
Only heard.
Turbo hottie, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, look at him.
Yeah, right.
She's absolutely beautiful, and probably listening right now, so hello, Rachel.
Who is the celeb she most resembles?
She gets Natasha Henstridge a lot.
Oh. Mm. Hey, did you have any good sympathy sex the night you were cut? You know what I mean? Like, because she felt bad for you?
tough decision here.
You must have, right?
I can't remember that far.
Okay, that means yes.
Does she listen to the show?
She does, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Hi.
You guys have actually called her.
What's her first name again?
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Rachel.
How you doing?
Rachel.
You guys have talked to her on the phone before, and you've called my house.
Oh, that's right. Remember we were looking for him last year during
that's
the
right.
playoffs.
Absolutely.
When you ran and hid from us. You're hiding out from us. So now that you were let go by the Redskins, Now, you're just sitting, you wait for another team to call you, or you wait for a kicker to break his leg or something?
Well, right now, we start the rehab process with the Redskins, and we try to get my leg as
So you still got to go out there?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, how effing awkward is that?
It is awkward.
Wait a minute.
So you
start the rehab process, so you really... It's confusing to me, and I guess it's confusing to any non-football person. I mean, you've been cut, but yet you stay with the team, and they rehab you, right?
The actual process is they put me on the waiver wire injured, and if nobody claims you within that period, they have a right to either do an injury settlement, which is to pay me, say they think my injury was going to be 4 weeks. They have the opportunity to pay me for those 4 weeks and never talk to me again and pay for my rehab, or they can put me on injured reserve and rehab me for however long it takes to get
back. And you get your full salary while that's going on?
No. You get well, it's prorated. Your salary's prorated. So you get your salary for the weeks that you're there. And then once you're healthy, then they release you.
So, wait a minute. So, are you done with the Redskins or are you not done with the Redskins?
I'm done. I'm finished with the Redskins.
You're finished with the Redskins?
Season, yes, I am.
But you still got to go back there now. And how awkward... How queer is that?
Of course, but you're getting their facility and their trainers and everybody to help you rehab. So I mean,
yeah, but he's got to walk in the door and see all the guys.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the only way. That's the best rehab you could get. Is that right?
It's a win-win situation for both of us. Yes, it is the best rehab. The trainers there have been really good to me.
Right.
It's a win-win situation for both of us. I can rehab and get paid at the same time I'm doing this. And the sooner they get me out of there, then that money doesn't count against the salary cap.
So now do you feel like the total outsider when you walk in there?
You know, kickers lead a lonely life, and I didn't think it could get any lonelier.
Oh, man, that's got to say. But, here's a hypothetical situation that by the time your rehab, say it does take 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever, in the season, you know, that's usually the time of the season where kickers on other teams, if they're having a bad spell, are going to be, you know, I mean, it's a job where you can move around a little bit.
Yeah, you can.
You know, you don't
I
get
have.
A, yeah.
All right, here's a hypothetical. Let's say that it takes 4 weeks to rehab your injury. Let's say that the Redskins go 0-4 during those 4 weeks, and that maybe the new kicker botches some kicks.
Uh-huh.
If they came to you in 4 weeks and they said, "Hey, Brett, buddy, you got your jersey right here," and you didn't have another team offering you a job, would you go back?
I can't, because they're putting me on injured reserve. I can't. Once I'm on injured reserve with that team for that year, when they waive me, I cannot be brought back to that team. I cannot play for that team for that next season, for this season.
So this Sunday, this would be odd. You'd be watching on TV, right?
Yes.
Will you be rooting for the Redskins?
I still have a lot of friends on the team. I think some of the coaching staff there has been really good to me. And for the people of DC, some of the best fans that I've been around. It's been fun for me. And there's only a couple bad apples in the whole mix. I'm not going to name any names, so don't ask.
I'd love to know that.
But there's
write them down for us?
Yeah, sure.
Don't do that, Brett. Don't read them. Don't read them.
Can I write one down and you tell me if I'm right or not? I swear to God, I won't say it.
Okay.
Well, this is an obvious one.
But I do hope they win, because I still have a lot of friends on the team.
Yeah, he's writing it down right now. Then I want to ask you a question about your prospects.
Is that a bad apple?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And we won't say anything. Team kind of feels that way, though, I'm sure.
Let me write down another one.
This is good. This is fun.
And I'm going to put a nickname for the second guy.
I saw the quotation marks go.
Okay. Is he a bad apple?
Yes. Okay.
Now, the nickname that I've written down for this individual,
yes.
Is ever mentioned by any of the players?
Yes, she has been, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. Very good.
All right. Okay.
Hey, I asked you before how long you think the rehab will take, and that's, of course, a difficult question to answer, but you're confident in your prospects to kick again in the NFL?
Yeah, I am.
You think that the leg's going to heal up and you'll be back to doing what you've done before?
I am. It's, the only bad thing about my job is that I have that one X by my name that says I've been injured, and I had the reoccurring injury. Mm. So
okay, so people are a little...
Once I can get somebody to...
Kinky to do it.
What again. About this name? I might not have spelled it right.
Don't really associate too much with him.
Okay, but give me a bad apple or not.
I don't think so. I like him. I enjoy
You're
him.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong in the McLaughlin Report.
He's a bad apple in my humble.
Okay.
All right, so here we are. We are now on the air in over 60 cities. Let me tell you the NFL cities we broadcast to. We broadcast in New York with the Giants and the Jets.
Right.
We broadcast...
There's people listening there right now.
Yes. Green Bay with the Packers. Oakland with the Raiders. San Francisco with the 49ers. Seattle with the Seahawks. down in the Carolinas with the Panthers.
Wichita with the, oh, they don't have one.
And, of course, the Baltimore right. with the Ravens. So we broadcast to about 8, 9, 10 NFL cities. What would you like to say to them? Is a free commercial right now. Brett Conway.
He's looking for work and, you know.
Looking for work.
Give him your best pitch.
Field goal kicker.
Give me a couple weeks when I get better. I'll be out there and available, and I can probably do a better job than your kicker. Does that sound too arrogant?
No. You have to have that attitude as a kicker.
That's tough.
You have to have that attitude.
Don't give up on me. I'll be back.
For instance, how far, when you get rehab, could you kick a field goal? What's your longest field goal you think you could kick?
In perfect conditions. Say we were in a dome.
In a dome, yes.
Perfect conditions in a dome with the new kicker balls, which do subtract from the distance. I'm not going to come up short from 57, 58.
Before. Really? So. You realize that's like a guy saying that he's got like a 9-inch long.
That's good. But don't you have to have that attitude as a kicker in the NFL?
All right, what about when you kick off? Where would your average kickoffs land? In a dome under perfect conditions.
I think in the Detroit game, which we played a couple games ago, the average was about the goal line.
Goal line.
Right on the goal line.
That's what you want. Ideally, if, you know, once in a while, you jack one in that end zone.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Correct. And occasionally you have the miss hit where it comes down on the
40.
So, seriously, how depressed are you?
I'm depressed because I lost my job, but I know that I didn't lose my job because I'm not a good kicker.
Do you know anything about the guy who took your place?
Yeah, I do.
And?
Good guy.
Now, all you kickers, are you like in the same fraternity? Because he realizes that what happened to you, you know, could happen to him next week?
It happened to him last year, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't an injury thing, but he was in Oakland last year, and they brought somebody in at the end of the year, and then they ended up, you know, drafted Janikowski this year.
It would seem to me if this had all happened because you were missing kicks, it would be a lot more of a dismal situation than it is. You have an injury, you're going to come back from an injury, and you had a good track record when you were with the Redskins. So I think it looks like it'll be pretty good for you when you come back from the injury. I hope things work out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Do you think you got fired in any small way because you're friends with me?
I can't answer that.
Can't answer that?
No, I don't.
And let me ask you one other thing. There, I'm going to write down the name of a field goal kicker, okay? And I'm going to tell you a story we heard about him. Well, first let me tell you the story.
No, not that one, no.
Okay. We heard a story that there was a kicker at the Pro Bowl, and he's very flexible.
Got a great deal of flexibility.
Into yoga and stuff.
It's a story told to us by another kicker who will go nameless.
And when the guys came into the locker room, this particular kicker...
Actually, this story was told to me on a golf course.
Was bending over and was giving himself a BJ. This is how flexible he is. Now, let's see. Let's play the match game. Write down the name, and he's currently kicking in the league. He's been kicking for over 10 years. Write down the name of the kicker that you think could give himself a BJ.
Due to his incredible flexibility.
And I'll give you a hint. He's kicked in the NFC. Never kicked in the AFC.
And you want another hint? He's been kicking a while.
Yeah, over 10 years.
He's thinking.
He's writing it down. We have a winner.
It's a match.
We have a winner. That's him.
There you go.
That's the guy we heard
the
story about.
That's it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Do you believe that?
I don't. You know, I've never met him.
Have you ever heard a story like that?
I've heard stories.
Have you heard stories about that? That guy?
Not necessarily. I've heard stories about this guy, yes.
You have?
But not that particular story.
Oh, not that particular.
Well, add that one to your file.
Okay.
That he was in Hawaii, was bent over, and...
That's great.
Like that.
That's too funny.
So this weekend, how will you be spending this weekend?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I never told you that. That's part of the story, too.
What?
It wasn't just his flexibility.
Oh, it was the size of his...
It was easily accessible.
Mm.
That's what it was.
Gotcha.
There you go.
So how will you be spending this weekend?
Good question. Originally, we were going to go up to New York. I have some friends that live in New Jersey that have season tickets to New York who actually owns a TV and radio stations. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to plug him a little bit here. But no, I'm just kidding. We were going to go spend some time up there and go to the game and maybe do a little gambling after that in Atlantic City. But I don't think we're gonna do it anyway.
Go ahead.
I don't think we're going to do it.
Really?
No longer do. No. You were not one of the rich guys on the team, right?
No.
No. How much did you make? Did you make, you didn't make $1 million,
no.
Did you?
No.
Half a million?
This year it was somewhere around that.
That's pretty good money.
That is good money.
That's pretty good money.
Well, you're a good kicker.
Do you have money in the bank?
Yes.
So you're not living check to check right
no,
now?
No, I'm not.
You're and after, have you thought about after football? Is there an after football game plan? You're a kicker. You must have thought about after.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, hell, 25.
Young man, he got his whole life.
I mean, unless your leg falls off, you'll get another job then,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Exactly.
And are you going to go into the broadcast booth? Are you going to try to do the broadcasting thing?
We had actually talked about it. I had some friends in some high places.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, but you're a little better looking than Matt Elliott.
and if by chance you got picked up by another team in the NFC East and you had the chance to kick against the Redskins, how great would that be?
It'd be great. You know, once again, I don't want to make any enemies with the Redskins fan or the teammates. There's just, I just feel that they did bad business with me. Mm-hmm. So,
I think that anybody that's a fan, you know, once again, I go back to the fact that this is an injury. This is not like you were out there missing 20 yarders for a consistent period of time.
So you didn't have a scene or anything, did you? When
no.
you left?
No, no, no.
You didn't say kiss
me. You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter.
You didn't say, like, kiss me because I like being kissed when I'm being effed?
No, I didn't say anything. Everything went smoothly.
You know, if you can get this movie on video, have you ever seen the movie Lost in America with Albert Brooks?
No, I haven't.
It's about a guy who quits his job and drops out of society.
And he kind of gets the big kiss from his boss. He's looking for a promotion. Uh-huh. And they give it to another guy. And he reacts the way I think we'd all like to react in that situation.
Well, F you.
Well, F you.
Well, F you.
Fantastic scene in a movie. Albert Brooks.
His boss is squeezing one of those balls. One of
those stress balls.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You should rent that. Well, you got time now.
I got all the time in the world.
Go to Blockbuster and rent Lost in America with Albert Brooks.
That's what people without jobs do, right? They lose track of time.
Right.
I got all the time in the world. Time means nothing.
So when do you have to go back to Redskins Park for your first rehab?
Well, I was there today and did some... I didn't really do any rehab today. I was just there today. But pretty much every day. You know, my main goal right now is to get my leg better so I can kick with another team.
And any friends on the team you'd like to say hi to?
Everybody. I think everybody needs to get off Brad Johnson's back for one. That's first and foremost. He's a good friend of mine, and I think he's going to do all right. I think
he's Mike's fantasy quarterback. You know, Mike will trade him for anybody else in the league.
Brett, I agree with you 100%. I think everybody should get off his back.
Mike said on Monday he would give him away to anybody in the league who wants him.
Hey, well, Brad's going to do all right.
Should I start him this week instead of Drew Bledsoe in my fantasy league?
I would say Brad Johnson's going to have a very good game this game.
Okay, I'll start him. I promise you I will start him. Because Brett Conway told me to start him, and he's kicked for the Redskins. I'll start him.
Yep. I got faith in Brad. He's a good quarterback.
And the other guy's Drew Bledsoe, and he's not having that great a year anyway. So
my prediction on Monday was the Redskins would go 1-15. I mean, on Tuesday, rather.
Wow.
Tough. I might have hit the panic button a little bit.
I think everybody has a little bit.
But I think 1-15.
I thought what you said was that the Redskins were dead to you.
They are.
Oh, okay.
They are dead to me.
Okay.
They are.
That's a little Brad Johnson payback right there.
That's okay. I don't mind saying that. They're dead to me. They're not my team anymore. I mean, I still work on the broadcast and everything.
Well, they're not mine either, so.
But from a fan's point of view, the Redskins are dead to me.
Well, you know, I know it's probably depressing, but you seem to have your act together on this, and I hope you do real well and pick up with another team soon.
And as soon as you do, you call us first, okay?
Absolutely.
And let us know.
Absolutely.
And now you'll be available to come down and judge strip trivia someday, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Want that.
All right, get out of here.
All right, Brett Conway from formerly of the Washington Redskins, coming to an NFL city near you.
You pretty boy, get out of here.
Thank you.
We applaud you.
Thanks a lot, Brett.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Now, you could have told us a little more dirt.
Yeah.
You could have told us a little more.
Yeah, you know, he's going to be kicking on another team. Can't do all that dirt slinging.
I know he can't.
Can't be done.
Well, what?
He's whispering something to Don. Don's got to take his headphone off because he's having something whispered to him right now.
Say it again?
A little private conference with Brett Conway.
Yeah, I'm talking so that...
You're going on that show?
Yeah.
You are? That guy's a fag. Hey, listen, when you go on that show today, he's going on NAL today.
Oh, okay.
Tell Chris Kohr that my wife said, and I'm serious, he's the worst leg she ever had. This is not a joke. I swear on the kid's life. My wife dated Chris Kohr 5 years before she met me.
That's tough.
Yeah.
So you tell him that Frida said Chris Kohr's the worst leg she's ever had in her life. Okay? Thank you.
Well, thanks, Brett.
And why do you check that guy out?
Yeah, really. You won't have nearly as much fun. I guarantee it.
You're going to have to explain the game to him.
Right.
What, Brett?
What's
Hold
that?
On. Get Wait, back no, on the mic.
Get back on the microphone.
Did you guys do anything today?
Doing anything today? Just this little radio show.
We're doing the show.
I mean, anything exciting in the radio show. Not the radio show.
Oh, we have Edge, the wrestler, coming in.
Yes,
here.
And Sue from Survivor.
Sue from Survivor, yes.
What time are they coming in?
he's interested.
Oh, don't, go
I
do
might
your,
have to get out of here.
Go do your fag interview.
There he goes.
Go ahead. Go see him.
Right. There he goes. He's
get
making
here,
his
friend.
Way out of the studio.
Get out.
Goodbye. There he goes.
I'm serious about that. You tell him my wife said that.
Dreamy looking guy.
Frida said
without his helmet on.
He's a teeny weeny, too.
Not Brett Conway.
No, Chris Core.
Chris Core.
As a matter of fact, she said, Chris Core has a vagina.
You introduced me to Chris Core.
That it was like having lesbian sex when she was with him, when she was his girlfriend.
Do you remember when he used to do that show with the other guy? The good guy, the nice guy?
Bill Trumbull.
And, Bill Trumbull couldn't have been nicer. And Chris Core did. I was sitting in a green room one time. We were doing a TV show, and he had a vagina. He really did.
A big one, too.
Really?
Big.
Big, gigantic vagina.
Hi.
That's what it said, right?
Hi, I'm Chris Core's vagina. How are you?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know what I love today? If he's going to go be on MAL, which incidentally is a station we just kick in the ass in the radio.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we're in first place, and Chris Core, Jesus, I don't think he's even in the top 15.
I don't think he is.
You know, at some point, he's so hapless, he's such a fag, he knows nothing about sports. I bet he opens up the phones. I wouldn't mind everybody turning on WMAL for a couple of minutes today and call him up when Brett's over there and ask him how his vagina's doing. How Chris Core's vagina's doing.
Yeah, you know, make him feel like the old days when he actually had some numbers.
Yeah. Frida said you had a nice vagina.
Nice vagina. Hi. I'm Chris Core's vagina.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. Buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, quick question about the J.O. Contest.
Yes, sir.
What if I don't want a J.O. and I want a girl to give me top? Would that still qualify me?
No.
That won't qualify me?
No, it will. However, you could get away with it. If the girl...
Yeah, I won't show her face or nothing like that.
If the girl was off camera, I don't see why a girl couldn't JMO.
Right. Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, you know, it goes into a whole different area then. I mean, it really does.
You know what, you're right.
It goes into...
Yeah.
Sex acts.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing about...
it'll be the next contest.
Yeah. No, you got to do it yourself. These guys are right. You got to do it yourself.
Okay.
And God knows you know how.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
And play some NASCAR effect.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. What was Brett wearing?
Is this the same girl that called us before?
I'm doing another take.
He was wearing jeans. And a lacy bra.
Yeah.
And he had a giant feather boa in his hair.
And he was smoking...
What about...
He was smoking a cigarette with a... With a cigarette holder.
Holder, yeah.
A long one.
Footwear.
Footwear. He was wearing little sandals with daisies on them.
And his toenails are painted.
Okay. All right. Okay, good.
And he had no fingernails at all. They've completely fallen out.
Okay. All right. Then.
Thank you.
Good.
Bye-bye.
We know what does it for her.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for asking.
Good. Is Edge and Sue going to wrestle?
Okay.
I don't know. We're right back to the... You know, I shouldn't have even mentioned that we were going to have a wrestler on the show.
Here we go. We thought we had broken the cycle.
No way.
Of callers having callers.
Not today.
Much like babies having babies. Thought we had broken the cycle by throwing a guest in there.
Nope.
By talking to Brett Conway for a few moments.
Didn't work.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Do we get bonus points for location for this J.O. contest?
No, location doesn't involve... We don't want to see the location.
Are you talking about the jizz?
No. I'm talking like if you just had the same head and shoulder shot, except there's the White House behind me.
I would say so. Yes,
That would count.
Sure.
That would count bonus points.
Also, one more question. Have y'all considered using the black light test on these videos coming in?
No. We don't want to know.
I'm looking out for your own
health. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hang up, please.
Are you sure?
Oh, okay. Hang up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Brett Conway, for coming in. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
two of God's little brown gems, Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, Brett Conway's still here.
I just didn't want to leave.
He didn't want to leave.
It's too much fun here. Nobody wants to leave.
Well, first he was back, standing with Lisa, wondering what people were saying about him, because people were calling him when he got done, and people were calling and saying stuff, and he was wondering what people were saying. And I don't mind if you hang around. You're a buddy, but here's the deal. If you want to hang around, you have to call MAL now and cancel your interview.
I already promised I can't do it.
Oh. Well, I'm certainly not going to let you call MAL while you're here with us.
I understand that.
Then you must leave.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. I mean, we're very, you know, we had mentioned before that we hate all other disc jockeys. Would you like, I get the impression that when you were lingering here that there was, that you wanted more closure, that there was perhaps something more you wanted to say before you left. And we can certainly, you know, you've been very gracious to come to our studio today. We can give you that opportunity before you...
Was there anything bad you wanted to say?
I can't say it on the radio. It'll be bleeped out anyway.
Oh, really? No.
Well, he's got the delay, though.
If you want to say something, I'll bleep it out.
I'm just teasing. No, everything's fine. I was just hanging around, just listening to you guys, and I'm a big fan.
Oh, that's good. Well, why don't you call MAL and just cancel your interview?
I can't. I already promised it.
Oh, boo. Well, so what?
It's just a short interview with him anyway.
What? That station has no ratings. Hey, Robbie, give me the phone number for MAL.
Okay,
here you go. I'll call on your behalf.
There's no competition then, right?
There is no competition. They are no competition, but they are competition.
You know, as we mentioned before, whether they're competition or not, many times we hate disc jockeys just because they're in the business.
Or territorial.
Gotcha.
What we've done is we have now urinated all over you since you've been on our show today. It's much like an animal staking out its territory in the woods.
And even though they are not competition, you're going on their show kind of... It hurts us.
Right. So I'll call and get you out of it right now. Do you know the name of the person?
It's Chris Gore.
Okay.
We'll call Chris.
God.
Why don't we call Chris?
I'll just call as Brett's manager.
Okay. All right, very good.
Because if we call on the air, we have to do that bull crap with the...
Yes, that's right.
Do we have your permission?
So you're going to call off the air and just say you're his manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
and then what we'll do...
You can ask to speak directly to Chris.
Yeah, well, what time were you supposed to talk to him at?
5:30.
Then I'm going to make sure that you're in this studio on air with us from 5:30 to 6 today.
Absolutely.
You got it? Thank you, Robbie.
I got it. No, wait, he's whipping out his cell phone here. He's...
I got it too.
And now WMAO will be getting a call from Brett Conway's manager. We've replaced Brett Conway's manager with Don Geronimo.
I might let you do the interview if you did it on your cell phone in this studio. Hello, is this WMAO? Hi, no, listen, hi, I'm calling to speak to Chris Core about a guest he had booked on his show today. I would, no, actually, I need to be off the air. My name is... No, see, my name is Marvin, and I'm the agent for the former Redskins kicker, Brett Conway, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel the interview that Brett had scheduled with him at 5:30 today. Brett is unable to make the interview. Can I talk to his producer? That's great.
Terrific.
Andrea Perry.
This is super, Marvin.
You didn't mean trouble.
See, and then this is... No, you didn't have anything to do with this.
But your manager doing this.
We've done all this.
Your manager has decided... Why should you go on the 16th rated show when you've already gone on the number one rated show? And besides, he'll just fill the time with the weather and traffic together.
Right. Yeah, he's got plenty of time.
You know, they do that on the sixes.
He'll read some of those articles out of Parade magazine. It should be very enlightening to his listeners.
I'm waiting now to be put through to his producer.
Are you Marvin? Marvin, we have to give you a last name. Hamlish.
I was thinking of Hyman, but that's too...
No. Marvin Hyman.
Marvin, hi, Marv Hyman with you.
Marv Hyman.
Did you see the girl in the Olympics, by the way? Speaking of Hyman.
Yes, I did. I watched that last night.
Misty Hyman.
Misty.
Great
Hyman.
Name, huh?
Great name.
Great porno name.
Her stage name.
Mm-hmm. Misty Hyman.
Still on hold.
I think you should be Marv Hyman. It would be a test to see how dumb that producer is. If she bought the fact that you were Marv Hyman. This is Marv Hyman. I'm Brett Conway's manager.
Who booked you on the show?
Chris. I know Chris.
You know him.
Yeah. Oh, you know him.
Oh, well, even better.
Fantastic.
Even better. Then he'll think that... Does he consider you to be a friend?
I've met him a couple times.
Really?
He's a ween.
Oh, good. Then he'll think his friend has let him down.
But I promised him.
Oh. Too bad. We're going to lock the door. We have studio doors that lock.
Cell phone.
Then that's fine. We can do it in our studio.
Okay.
You do it in front of us. Well, first let me see if I can screw around with this producer, who incidentally is much like our producer, just never picking up the phone.
Hi, this is Marv Hyman. I'm calling for Brett Conway. And Brett won't be able to make the show today. He's a big fan, but...
If he does it during this show, we can scream out like fag while he's doing the interview.
Now, Brett Conway is now writing something down on a... index card here.
What is
an index card? I'm getting.
Is that an inside number?
Been in the studio too long. On an index card.
Got that from the listeners.
Ah, okay, beautiful.
Let me try that number.
Hi, this is Marv Hyman. I'm the agent for Brett Conway.
Hold on, let me try that.
And there's no way he can make the show. Seems he was insulted by Chris Carr in some way. And unfortunately, he will not be attended. So, thank you.
What's not to like?
He was upset when Chris hit on him.
Oh, no.
All right, it's ringing now. This is the inside number? What is this? Hi, WMAL News. Hi, it's Marv Hyman. I'm calling on behalf of Brett Conway, who is scheduled to be on with Chris this afternoon at 5:30. Yeah, I've been trying through the front desk, and it's impossible to get her. I really need to speak to her if I could. Thank you. WMAL News.
WMAL News. Some old fossil that's in there.
Was it Bud Steele?
Bud Steele. WMAL News.
WMAL News. Just a minute. I'll get the producer on the line for you.
Do you, what were you just handed there, Brett?
The fax.
What is it? Somebody faxed you something?
What does it say?
Brett, I can't stand life without you.
Let me see.
What does it say? Read it, Mike. What does it say? Can we read it?
Tell Brett Conway he has nothing to fear with
who? Andrea, hi, my name
Hustard is.
Is
replaced.
I represent Brett Conway.
Hold on.
Okay, honey, listen. Hey, honey. Hello.
They're already
into the fact she said.
Maybe the fact that we have a gazillion listeners and they have two.
She said. I don't think so. I'm going to be calling Brett to do this interview on his cell phone. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, all right.
All right. Well, then
just tell Brett Conway. This fact says he has nothing to fear with Hustard as his replacement. I can think of at least four games in which he cost the Redskins a win.
He's a Redskin fan.
It's guaranteed he will cost his Skins a couple of games. And this was signed D. So I think Dan Snyder sent this.
So what we demand then is... You stay in this studio, and you're supposed to do this interview at 5:30?
5:30.
Do it in the studio.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Then you can stay with us.
And enjoy the afternoon, because you'll be with us all afternoon until you do your other interview.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Marv Hyman.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I wanted to tell you I have a celebrity sighting in Anderson, South Carolina.
Really?
Hugh.
Charlton Heston is in my restaurant. Is in the restaurant.
Out of my cold, dead hands,
damned apes,
soylent green is people.
I want to tell him the crab cakes are made of people, but I can't. I'm afraid to get fired.
From my cold, dead hand. Is he not looking like a fossil right now?
Nice wig, also.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, is he
from the neck up? Pretty. I mean, like the face. You know, he looks pretty good. But
is he in your restaurant right now?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell him he has a phone call?
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, honey. What's the fun of calling us to tell us you have Charlton Heston in your restaurant if we can't speak to him? Why don't you tell him it's G. Gordon Liddy on the phone?
Oh, yeah. He's surrounded by security guards, and my boss is up there. He would throw...
Didn't we try to call Charlton Heston one time, and...
We spoke to his wife.
Yes, and we used the name G. Gordon Liddy to get us through, because...
Absolutely.
Liddy is butt buddies with him.
Absolutely. So he's surrounded by security guards?
Yeah, security guards everywhere, and...
How about... Is there a chance you could maybe just put the phone down a little bit and just scream at the top of your lungs, from my cold, dead hands?
I'm in the kitchen. He's upstairs.
Why don't you scream, damn dirty apes? Well, what is Mr. Heston enjoying for lunch?
Actually, it's a fundraiser for one of our state senators, and they're having crab cakes, crawfish crab cakes.
Is it for Jesse Helms?
No, it's for Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham.
Wonderful.
All right, well, why don't you just yell, nice wig?
Nice wig?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just, you know what? Do you really value your job?
Yeah, I love my job.
You're not willing to maybe just chuck it?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I was saying, then you could just run right through the room and grab his tube. And it'd be even better if it was like one of those tubes that is tied on, you know, with knots. Oh, damned tube.
He thought I was going to shoot you, because that's what the NRA is.
From my cold, dead hands.
My entire kitchen staff is cracking up. Right?
I'm the NRA.
Damned apes.
Damned tube with beetles underneath it. Worms living and breeding slugs.
Damned dirty apes.
Soylent Green's people.
My entire kitchen staff is just clustered around the radio cabinet.
Well, listen, is there anybody on your kitchen staff who has a set of balls?
Yeah, actually there is.
All right, then bring me the person with the most balls who would actually walk up to Charlton Heston.
All right, hold on just a second.
And speak to him and ask him if he'd like to take a phone call. Oh,
hello.
Hi, you have balls?
Pretty much.
Hi, listen, this is Don and Mike. Do you have the balls to walk up to Charlton Heston and ask him to talk to us on the phone?
No way, man.
No way? How about going out into, like, next to his table and saying, damned apes?
He's got this big, like, security guard guy with him.
All right, but what's the problem of you walking into the same room and saying, damned dirty apes?
Damned dirty apes.
Right.
I'll do it.
Okay, good. Is there an extension phone upstairs where we could hear you do it?
No, there's not one upstairs, but I'll go do it.
What if I was to...
I've got to take some food upstairs here in a minute anyway.
Well, you know what? If there's a phone up there, if you really did this, I'd give you 12 months of WWF pay-per-view events.
12 months of WWF pay-per-view.
Right.
Doesn't that sound great?
Hold on, I'll put the other one back on.
Oh, he's gone away.
You have no balls.
I'd like the chicken and fries.
Damned apes. You were going to say fries, right?
Fries.
I thought I was going to say, I love the damned apes.
Damned fries.
Damned dirty apes.
This meat is underdone.
All right, well, you're no use to us just to tell us he's in your restaurant.
Well, I just wanted to report my one celebrity sighting.
No, bring him a drink. Bring him a
Bud Light.
Some Soylent Green.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
Now listen, whatever you do, don't taint that food.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Don't loogie on his steak.
You could really bring him some Soylent Green. Wouldn't that be funny? Soylent Green, like on a piece of bread. And you just put it down on like a butter plate right in front of him, and he looks down and he sees this thing in the middle of the bread, and he said, "What is that?" And you say, "It's Soylent Green."
Oh, you know what you do? Like, what's he having for lunch? Do you know?
Crab cakes and
in a blender.
Why don't you just bite off one of your fingernails and put it in the middle of his crab cake?
I gotta go. Bye.
Pull a pube.
She's gone.
Soylent Green's people. She gave me a butter plate.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, Don, Mike.
Damn dirty apes.
Buzz, Robbie.
Hey. From my cold, dead hands.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you today?
We're great.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, American people are being misled, and if anyone can get to the bottom of it, the gods of radio could.
What?
If you ever watch the James Earl Jones commercial where they say 411 is national, you can get any number, 411. You don't even need to know the area code.
Yes.
Well, that's simply not true. You call 411, all they're going to do is tell you to call some area code with 555-1212.
Let's test.
I've had very good luck with 411.
So have I.
Me too.
They've never given me the number.
All right, hold on.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Welcome to Verizon Local.
This is Joe from King George.
What city and state?
Los Angeles, California.
What listing?
Dick Clark Productions.
Thank you. Please.
Now they'll ask you it again.
Yeah. Dick Clark Productions?
Always. Yes.
Hold on. Wait a minute, please. She's looking it up now.
Now, see, you got a recording. Every time I do it, I get
No. Break. Hold on. Wait a minute. But even if you get a live operator, I'll bet you she gives us the number.
Right. I'm not showing anything in L.A. I got Burbank.
Yeah, Burbank will do.
Like a corporate headquarters?
Hold on. Are you the operator?
Yeah, we're talking to the operator.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We're proving a point to somebody that you can get national information from 411.
Surely.
I will take any number for Dick Clark Productions.
Sure. That's area code 818-841-1212.
Hi, on the phone, did you hear that?
Yeah, I certainly did. I stay. Well, maybe it's just my phone. I don't know. But
yeah, it might be your phone.
Tell you what, sir, anytime you dial an operator, if the confusion is, you know, you don't want to talk to the recording, if you just hit zero, you'd have to come directly to an operator. No, I've actually dialed 411 and had the operator tell me, well, you can't get that number from here. You have to dial whatever area code it is that I'm trying to get, then 555-1212.
Right. Sometimes, like, certain cellular phones, depending on the cell you're using, are not available for the national service. So for any home or business phone, yes, sir, you can't get national.
See, there you go. Hey, we got a good operator here.
He represented Verizon very well.
Thank God you went off strike.
That's what I'm talking. Thank you.
I'm glad you're back at work now.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Don't strike. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for settling that for me.
And now anybody who wants to call Dick Clark has his phone number.
Dick Clark.
So long. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Time out. Well, Brett, you're here watching the magic of radio.
What do you think so far? What are your impressions of the magic behind the sound?
Radio gods.
Radio gods. Beautiful. Counting down now to your interview with Chris Core.
That ought to be a lot of fun.
30 Counting minutes. Down. 30
and
minutes.
Especially since his producer had a bit of a tood, aware of what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know if she knew for sure what was going on.
Right.
But it was, well, we have Brett's cell number. We'll be calling him.
She knew that I was coming over here.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
She did.
How could you be friends with another? You know, it's not like I'm friends with other field goal kickers.
But you already said there was no competition, right?
You are done.
Yeah.
Oh. He's not playing anymore, but Johnny Field Goal. That counts.
But he doesn't count.
He doesn't count because he's not currently kicking.
I'm not friends with any...
He's not currently kicking, is he? Low Miller's out of the league, right?
Correct.
Isn't he?
No, he's eating egg sandwiches.
Yeah. At Rip's house. He's probably still living in Rip's basement.
Right. Time out. Got to a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Bakersfield Science Building.
Remember their secret. F like a whore, but look like the girl next door. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now listen, don't forget the J.O. contest is being continued.
Absolutely.
Another week or so we're going with that. So send us your tapes of yourself J-O-ing from the shoulder up.
Yeah, we don't want to see any bad stuff. We just want to see your face and your facial expressions.
Your face. Send it to Don and Mike J-O Contest, and that's 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Care of CBS.
CBS.
We will have Sue from Survivor on later, a special treat for her. Also, the wrestler. Da Edge. And Brett Conway, who is a fired football player, is still in the studio with us.
Looking for work and any NFL team right now. You would be entertaining calls from any NFL general manager as we speak on the show
absolutely.
Today. Very good.
I know that you're happy with your girlfriend, Rachel.
Yes.
How long have you been going out with her?
About a year and a half.
Okay, let's talk BR. Let's talk before Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
So, were you playing for the Jets or Green Bay before you met her?
Yes.
Okay. What's the best NFL piece of ass you ever got strictly from being a football player?
We really don't. We really, really don't. I know Rachel's listening right now, and Rachel, I just want to let you know that it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Oh, listen, and she knows that you had a life
sure.
before you met her.
Never been married, have you? You're only 25.
I've always had long-time girlfriends.
What about the Green Bay? You know, we're on in Green Bay. Would there be a certain somebody in Green Bay who you'd like to say hello to?
You know, I had a great time when I was in Green Bay, but there's one thing that's tough about the dairy state, and that it's the main staple of food are beer, bratwurst, and cheese.
Mm-hmm. So
the women up there are
hard to find a hottie.
A lot of big boned.
Find a hottie.
A lot of big boned women up there.
Yes, there were.
Yeah, very good.
What about when you played for the Jets? I mean, had to be tons of stink when you
yeah,
played for the Jets.
Cosmopolitan, New York City, fantastic.
New York's a blast. If you make $1 million a year, New York can't have a better time in the world. But unfortunately, I wasn't in New York long enough to really enjoy it.
So you mean, listen, okay, without being specific, you've never been laid from just the fact that you're a football player?
You know, it's only been a couple times for me, so I...
Oh, you're such a liar.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, one of our salespeople was out in the hallway. Is Brett still in there? You know, there's definitely a buzz around the building here.
You mean you never... hooked up with some big, some Sunday night in Green Bay, some cold Sunday night when you're leaving the stadium, and it was like,
hello, oh, dear Brett.
Oh, there's the kicker. Oh, Brett. All for Brett. You know, if we can't have the other Brett, we'll take that Brett. Oh, look, it's Brett. No, not Brett Favre. It's Brett Conway. Oh, Brett.
Can't say that I have. I'm real choosy.
Come on, do the up-down with me. Do the up-down thing with me.
I'll give you a wedge of cheese. Come on there, Mr. Conway.
Never knocked up a girl in Green Bay?
No.
Never?
No.
How about New York?
Nope.
How many abortions have you paid for since you've been...
Oh, my God.
Loaded question. Loaded question.
How many have you paid for?
That'd be none.
None. Okay.
It'd be a big zero.
Have you met Lisa?
No, I haven't.
You haven't met our Lisa?
Which one's Lisa?
Lisa's the blonde girl. Oh, yeah. Who,
answering
the
phones.
Yeah, I met Lisa.
Yeah.
Nice.
She brought me in here.
Would you like to date her?
I can't.
Okay.
You're in a relationship right
I'm
now.
I'm in a relationship.
Are you living with this woman?
Yeah, she lives with me right now.
Oh, you're living together. Oh. Okay.
Very happily.
Mm-hmm.
He has no plans to marry her, though. I mean, I've asked this guy, when I interviewed him on the Redskin show, every time I have him on, I say, how's your girlfriend? Fine.
Uh-huh.
When are you going to take her to the next step? And the answer is always, hey.
I don't know.
How long have you been together with her?
You
know, she says the same thing to me. A year and a half.
Oh, Brett.
Wow.
All for Brett. Well, you're 25, though.
Time is ticking down. I know.
What does she do?
She is in e-commerce. She works for a company called Infomec.
Oh, Infomec.
Infomec.
Sure. Has she ever been to scatlover.com?
I don't think she has.
That's the official site of the Don and Mike show. Scatlover.com.
Is that the official site now? I didn't know it was official.
Yeah, well, you know.
So the check finally cleared.
It's been a long time.
That's good.
We've never had an official website.
The official website of the Don and Mike show. I'm sure they appreciate that.
I know you don't want to say anything about the Redskins, since lots of them are still your friends, but when you played in Green Bay, was Jamora banging any like teenagers at that time that you knew about?
I wasn't aware of any teenagers, no.
Did he have an attitude, Jamora?
He was a great guy. He was a friend of mine.
Good guy?
Yeah, okay. I enjoyed him. We had a good time together.
Who's the guy in the Packers, the single guy, who got the most stink in Green Bay?
Single guy.
Single guy.
Single guy.
Separate those.
Who's the guy? Who got laid the most?
It's probably not a big-name guy.
Who is it, though?
Because most of the big-name guys in Green Bay were married anyway. So.
Who is it, though?
At the time, you know, I can't even remember.
All right, what about
Super Stud? One in particular person.
You have a name of a guy, though? Who is it? Come on, say it.
He's going to the back of the room, and he's gonna yell. Oh, okay. He just sold us.
Okay, all right, okay, he sold us.
All right, that's good.
Okay, now listen, good. We will not repeat that.
Yeah, that'd be
but both of those guys, they get laid all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. What about when you were with the Jets?
Again, I wasn't there that long.
But it was the coach, wasn't it? It was Parcells.
Probably.
He got the most.
Probably.
You ever walk by early in the morning and hear Parcells squeezing out a BM? You ever walk by?
Morning, Coach Parcells. Yeah, good morning to you. Just finished his, like, eighth cup of coffee.
Did he ever rip a giant one in a meeting or anything?
No, but he gets after it. He gets fired up, so.
Really? So, you never heard Parcells part?
No, I haven't.
What about Holmgren? You ever hear him part?
No, but you could see it because, you know, he just kind of looks, you know, the way he looks.
Yeah.
You can just see it with him.
Sure, absolutely.
You ever hear Norv fart?
Nope, never have.
Norv doesn't fart. You know that, I know that.
Is it true that Norv is so on edge this year that he's got a colostomy bag?
Oh, God.
We heard a rumor that they've taken out most of his stomach.
Wow. That's tough. I haven't seen him. I don't think he's too on edge at all, to be honest.
Due to the pressure.
I don't think he is this year compared to last year. I think he
really.
Was,
no, I told Mike that. I think he's more laid back this year than last year.
I think he is more laid back.
That's good. Well, it's good that he's laid back.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like the guy who's on death row.
That's right.
It's the guy who knows it's a matter of time.
Kind
of
resigned to the fact that, you know, it's all, you know, be over.
If he were to be fired, I think he'd be picked up immediately by somebody anyway.
And I think he knows that all.
So you have a good relationship with him.
Yeah, we got along fine. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a bad relationship. It wasn't a great relationship, but, you know.
Why do I think every player has that relationship with Norv?
Who's the biggest a-hole in Green Bay?
That's a tough one.
Current player?
I enjoyed my time there. I really did.
Who's the biggest a-hole with the Jets? You play with Keyshawn?
I play with Keyshawn. Keyshawn was good to me. He could be You know, he could be.
He could be temperamental?
Yeah, he could be.
Mm-hmm.
But he and Wayne Corbett thing, I don't really understand.
Yeah, they kind of butted heads
a
lot.
Yeah, they do. So.
You like Wayne Corbett?
I do.
Did you hang around in the cliques you hung around in?
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough because it's mainly you and the queer punter, right? I mean, you guys, I don't mean the punter's queer, but I mean it's mainly.
Who are the punters you worked with?
In Green Bay, I was with Craig Hendrick. Mm-hmm. The first year. Sean Landetta.
Sean Landetta, what's he? Is he on his 80th NFL team? Is that what he's doing right now?
I think so, and still hitting it pretty good.
Sean Landetta, I mean, there is a kicker. You look at Sean Landetta, and you think he gets done. The game's over, and he goes to the buffet line.
Doesn't he have the retarded face mask? Isn't Sean Landetta the guy that has one bar that goes way down?
He kicked
far?
For the Giants for a long time, then he went to the Jets, right?
Sean Landetta, at one point when in the 80s, when he was with the Giants,
right.
The biggest playboy in New York City.
Sean Landetta?
Sean Landetta.
But wasn't he kind of a frumpy, dumpy looking guy?
Oh, absolutely.
So you're saying that Sean Landetta, you finally answered a question.
He is a smooth guy.
He got lots of stink.
He is a smooth guy.
Okay.
He
was married. He's a smart guy, right? He's a smart guy.
Wait.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Wait, he was married at the time?
At the time I was in Green Bay, but before that.
Oh, okay.
From the stories I've heard.
He was kind of a studly.
Yes, he was.
Really?
Yes, he was.
Because I always, you know, and it was partially, maybe because he's a little frumpy looking, and partially because he had that Joe Theismann bar across his helmet.
That goes way far down.
And it's just, he looks silly out there.
Sean Landetta was good, dated Marla Maples for a little bit before she was.
Did he? You're kidding.
Way back when.
You know, I
did he bang her?
Truth. No, he didn't.
He did not.
No.
Sean Landetta, who'd have thunk it?
Are there any gays on the Packers?
No. They say so there's some in the NFL, but I think everybody keeps it pretty quiet if there is.
How about with the Redskins?
Not that I know of. Hope not.
I'll write down a name.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Yes, right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that at all.
You simply comment. I heard this guy is a pole smoker.
Everybody.
I've heard that too.
You've heard that. But you've seen no evidence of that?
No evidence.
No. What about with the Jets?
Couldn't tell you.
No gays with the Jets?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm. Were there lots of gays, period, in Green Bay? I mean, is there a large homo population in Green Bay?
There's a gay bar there.
There's a gay bar in Green Bay?
Yep.
Didn't somebody say that there's one of the biggest... No, I don't think it was Wisconsin.
Oh.
There's some place where there's a town that's very,
are there
very gay friendly.
In Green Bay, are there more homos or Negroes?
Good question. I'm not really sure.
Because there's not many blacks in Green Bay, right?
No.
Except for guys who play for the Packers?
Right.
So if you have to guess, are there more brothers or homos in Green Bay?
Well, you know, I just pretty much associated with the guys that I played with, and never met any homosexual people there.
Okay.
We meet homosexuals here all the time.
Right? Constantly. You know, Rob A's gay.
That's right.
Behind us here.
He was actually one of the individuals lobbying for you to be here. I'm just kidding.
100%.
I can't even do it. I'm too.
All right, let's take a couple of calls.
Too goddamn fun.
Hey, Don and Mike.
While Brett's here. Hi, Don and Mike show. Don and Mike and Brett.
Hey, what's going on, Brett?
If we had Mr. 40 in today,
we'd have
a total full house.
It would be a full house. In the house.
What can we do for you?
Well, this is the Predator guy.
Okay, what's the genre of movies today?
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
You know the same routine. Don't answer till I'm finished.
All right, but what's the genre?
Let's see. We're going to say drama.
Drama. And Brett, you're welcome to play.
You just have to guess the movie. He's going to give us a line from the movie. Okay?
Well, no. Well, I'll start with a comedy first. You ready?
Okay, a comedy. Go.
This may be a little softball, but here we go. How can I be getting any work done with all the shouting? What is all the shouting?
Is that Kindergarten Cop?
You're out.
Mm.
How about it, Brett?
Mm. Are you doing an accent when you do this?
Yes, it's an accent.
I'm out. I give. What is it?
Ace Ventura Part 1.
What?
Ace Ventura Part 1.
Oh, but see, we can't tell when you do all the voices like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, you're doing the voice like Arnold.
That was Arnold. Okay, well, I'll give you a plain voice then. You ready for this one?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you an ultimatum, guy. You don't hit my man, I won't hit yours. You don't touch my brother, and I won't take your whole family. We'll work it out so you can get a piece of the action, okay, chump? I mean, champ. My word is bond. Okay, who's that?
I have no freaking idea.
You know, Brett, do you have any ideas?
No, I don't.
Well, what is that one?
Oh, my God, he's a friend of yours. That's Snipes, Sugar Hill.
Oh, Sugar Hill.
Did you see that?
No, I've not seen that.
Okay, it's the last one for you.
Yeah, I tell you, you do find the movies that are, you know...
Obscure, man.
That are obscure.
All right, give us one more.
It's the last one. You got to get this.
Okay.
Gatorade. Gatorade.
Is that the water boy?
Okay, finally.
Okay.
Let it go out.
Water boy, I love that movie.
And he did the Predator sound at the very end there.
All right, thank you, Predator guy.
I'd like just a little less obscure movies. I think it'd be more fun if we had that.
Which is the more credible football movie, Brett? On Any Given Sunday or The Water Boy?
I'd say The Water Boy.
Good answer.
You a fan of The Water Boy?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Good movie, isn't it?
That is.
Yeah.
Bobby, what's his name?
Bobby Boucher. Bobby Boucher. He loves his mama.
Has snake for dinner.
Yes.
Okay.
Gator.
With Fonzie. Fonzie's the coach.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, is Brett there?
Yeah.
Hey, Brett, I just want to let you know I'm pretty pissed with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you were my starting kicker.
Oh.
And you know now who I had to pick up?
Who's that?
The damn Mike Husted. He was the only person left on waivers.
Well, what can he do?
Is it fun? Fantasy football has really invigorated the NFL. Even not that it needed it, but I mean, it's everybody talks about it.
Oh, it's huge. Do you guys think that all guys like us who are in leagues, do you think we're all complete morons?
Not at all.
For being in fantasy leagues?
Not at all.
No, come on, be honest.
No, really. I have a couple friends that play it who I'm kind of pissed off at because they didn't draft me. But anyway, it's a good thing they didn't. They were making a smart move. But, I give them a bunch of crap all the time about it. And, they seem to be really into it. And I can't believe how many people are actually, how many people love it.
It's amazing.
Where people are going nuts over it.
Kurt Warner has won me $200 already this year.
He's undefeated in our fantasy league here at the station.
Kurt Warner, Oz Hakim, Ricky Prohl, and Torrey Holt.
Yep, those are some good ones.
Yeah, I got mainly all St. Louis guys. And Mike has Brad Johnson.
I have Brad Johnson.
Brad's going to do well.
I have Brad Johnson, Dorsey Levens, and Ron Dane. And they haven't done.
Dorsey Levens has been a jerk.
Yeah, that's right. He started last week.
Yeah.
Brad Johnson, he's kind of a hillbilly, isn't he?
Oh,
I mean, isn't he kind of a Huck Finn guy?
He's just a laid-back, good dude.
Well, you go out there. I thought you've talked to Brad.
Yeah, I know. He's getting his opinion.
Oh, his opinion. What is your opinion, though? You've met
him. That's what I said. He's
a Huck Finn guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's a nice enough guy.
Great guy. He's one of the better people I've met in the NFL.
You expect him to have a piece of straw between his teeth when he's talking.
You know, I'll tell you one thing about Brad Johnson, and you do want to see him do well, and I think the majority of people want to see the guy do well, even the people that were there Monday night going, take him out! Take him out! I think they, because he seems like a real nice guy.
He is.
And Jeff George an a-hole?
No, not at all.
Does he seem psychotic to you?
No, he's just a quiet guy, keeps to himself.
Doesn't seem like he's just gonna snap at any moment.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike and Brett.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, thanks.
Hey, Brett?
Yes.
Thanks a lot. My wife just stormed out of the house because I got in trouble. We're painting the living room.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that you had been cut.
Uh-huh.
Guess who's my starting kicker in fantasy? Guess who runs to the computer to update his roster? Suddenly, that's more important than painting. You're a jerk. He leaves the house.
I apologize.
Thank you. Listen, hold on. As it turns out, a lot of people want to talk to you, Brad, and we're going to do a break. You will take some calls, and we're also coming up on your interview on MAL. So I want to make sure we get our stop set in on time to hear him being interviewed.
Very good.
By that fag Chris Core. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here. Come on over. If it helps, cover their faces with your thumb while you listen. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now things always happen like this on our show. We have two bits happening at the same time. Brett is holding his cell phone.
That's right, waiting for the call from a competing radio station.
MAL's supposed to be calling him to do an interview. He's agreed to do the interview on our air. Now, MAL might have heard about this, and they might not call him.
But that's probably a possibility. They should have called him by now.
They probably promoted it most of the day. So, Brett, you stand by and let us know if your phone rings. Meantime, Sue from Survivor's on the phone.
Excellent.
And we have a special treat for Sue.
Okay.
So everybody play along right now. And for all intents and purposes, Mike's not here today. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Let me welcome now. And it's a real thrill to speak to a woman, and I hope you take this as a compliment. With a real set of balls from Survivor, here is Sue, everybody.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Now, listen, first off, I'm sorry, Mike is not here. We have Brett sitting in today for Mike.
Okay, Brett.
Hello, Sue.
Sue, first, let me tell you, of course, we all watched the show. We love the show. We absolutely loved your speech, all the stuff that you've heard a million times over. And we saw you on TV today, and we thought you were excellent.
Oh, thank you, guys. And thanks for watching the show, and everybody in Washington, for the fans is what made it.
And we have a special treat for you now. Now, let me see if I can put these lines together.
I am looking forward to this.
On line six. Hello?
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 Hello there.
Hi.
Is this Sue?
Yeah, that's Sue, Brett.
Sue, it's Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hi, Regis.
Now, Brett, we have a special treat.
Good.
We have a special treat.
She was fantastic. Is Don, are you there?
I'm here, Regis.
Hi, yeah. How are you? I just wanted to say that Sue did a fantastic job on the show. You were wonderful, darling.
Thank you, Regis.
You did a great job.
Now, Regis, I know that Sue wouldn't ask this, but let me ask you.
Yeah.
You've had Jervis on. You've
sure.
had Colleen on. You had Sue on. Who has been the best co-hosting?
Oh,
why did you say that, Tom?
They had great energy. She had marvelous energy. So did all the others, the survivors. They were all fantastic. And, Sue did a good job, too. I'd love to get her back on the show.
Well, now, who did you like best? Jenna?
All right, I like Sue. She's on your show, so I like Sue.
He's saying that. He's afraid I give him a speech otherwise.
Of course. No, you were wonderful. She had more energy than a lot of the others. She really did. She had an energy. And she took to it as I told her also. She did a good job. I was very pleased, and I hope your experience was good there, Sue.
Oh, it was excellent, and your crew is wonderful. The crew behind the scenes is what makes it so well.
Well, then they deserve a raise, but I'm never going to give it to them.
Well, Sue,
you're wonderful. You're marvelous. You really are.
Let me put you on the spot, Sue. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about Regis?
Oh no. Here
about
we go.
Regis?
This is every time I come on your radio show. You always try to do, something like this to put me on the spot. Go ahead, Sue. I'm used to it.
I'll tell you. Regis is a really smart guy because he found his seat in the TV show.
Yeah.
Because he sits on a chair a lot, you notice? He's really short.
You're a knucklehead is what you are. You're a crazy kid.
He's cute.
Oh, well, thank you. So are you.
Now, Regis, I'm going to make a comment here. Please don't get mad at me because I know you hate when I make jokes about this.
I don't like these jokes, Donald. I'll tell you right now. I'm going to get upset at you.
Did he hit on you?
I'll cut it out.
No, not at all.
And we're getting together later today. Right, Nate?
Did you smash that board over the guy's head?
Yes, I did. I tell you, he always does this. He's a wonderful, he's got great wit, great talent, and, that's the Don and Mike show. They always do. And where the hell is Mike today, anyway?
Yeah, Mike is out sick. We have Brett sitting in for Mike. You know Brett Regis.
Brett, how are you?
I'm good, Regis. Good to see you.
Good. You're working with him today, huh? I bet it's difficult, isn't it, Brett?
It is, but it's a real honor to be able to do so.
Hey, Sue, how did they get you to do this show?
They
call
me into it.
Oh, all right. Well, I tell you, you're a wonderful talent, a very nice lady, a sweet, beautiful kid.
Oh, I had a blast in New York.
You're a great kid, sweetheart.
Hey, Sue, did you ever see Regis making out with Michael Gelman?
That's about enough of that. That'll be quite enough of that. Listen, Sue, Brett, Donald, I love you all. Sue, you were really the best survivor we've ever had. Joy and I are going out to dinner. I just wanted to call in, and they told me to do this. I thought it would be a wacky idea.
It was. Right, that's what I did. I heard these guys are really crazy. I love talking to crazy people.
Yeah, they're crazy. You come back anytime, okay?
Okay, thanks, Regis.
Thanks a lot, Sue. Goodbye, Don.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye, Regis.
Bye, Regis.
Bye, Regis. Well, Sue, tell me, what was it like? We're friends with them. Obviously, we're friends with them.
Yeah, you have to be able to ask him questions like that.
Can you tell me what he was like?
Actually, he's very quick-witted, sharp, just smooth all the way. Regis is very smooth.
And seriously, because you know he had that thing in the National Enquirer about him banging that girl from Notre Dame.
Yeah, that was back, wasn't it?
That what?
But that was in the Enquirer. Can you believe anything read in the Enquirer?
And I was wondering, did he hit on you, really?
No, not at all.
He did not.
Not at all.
She did not.
No, but it might not be his type, eh? You know, you might have a certain type.
So listen, Sue, it was great talking to you.
God, it was great talking to you guys down there in Washington, eh?
And you kick ass. You're great. Great speech. Thank you for joining us. Sue will be at Paramount's King's Dominion this Saturday, incidentally.
Yes, roller coaster.
poster writing. I can't wait.
And we're going to give away some tickets to see Sue. Sue, thank you. And Regis, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Don. Bye, bye. Brett. Bye,
bye,
Washington.
Bye, Sue.
Bye. Bye.
She was marvelous. She had great energy.
That's the best one ever.
That's it. Hook, line, and sinker. That's, yes, sweetheart.
That's the best one
should
ever.
Should have gone a little further with it. God, you're cute.
That's the...
God, but I'd love to bed you.
But you know what?
Yeah, that would have given it away.
Going a little further.
Yeah, it's like she can come back anytime. And, you know, and my favorite part, you know, it's just like I told you during the commercial break today. You know, backstage, you're great. You're talented. You're marvelous. Fantastic. Nice big bone girl.
So she hangs up. She goes, hey, that... Yeah. They had Regis on the phone with me.
Oh, she's great. She gave the best. I'll tell you right now.
She was convinced.
She was wonderful.
All right, Brett, give me the phone number for MAL.
Yeah, we got to find out what's going on with
They've not
right
called you yet.
Oh, did you give it to me?
Was it on that card?
I bet I threw it away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll find it. There it is. It's in the file cabinet.
It's in the garbage.
All right.
Got it. That's it, right?
That's it. Okay. So obviously they've been scared away.
Well, right. Now we're going to let you call.
All right, I'm going to put this line on hold, okay? And Mike, you have to now push down that button so that Brett can hear.
All right, very good.
And Brett will now try to call MAL to do his interview live on the air with them.
This should be interesting.
But they've not called him.
You're doing a good job of spinning all the plates today.
Did I call the right number? That's the number you gave me, right? That's the newsroom?
Name they gave me.
WML News.
Yes.
Bud Steele.
This is Bud Steele. WML News.
Not really doing anything. He's going to do the interview. It's just going to he's going to do it in our studio.
They're not answering?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let me try another line. Okay. You got to hang up
all
right. That mic.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll find out. And meanwhile, Sue is driving along now saying,
they had Regis on with me.
I've heard that accent before, but...
Okay. All right, now, Mike,
all right, I put it down.
Beautiful.
All right. Can you hear, Brett?
Is it ringing, Brett? Okay.
Okay, good. We'll find out.
Andrea.
WML News.
Neil.
I told Mike when he came in today, I said, this interview with Sue is going to be the most boring piece of crap. There's nothing we can do that hasn't already been said. So I said, be Regis today when she's on, just like you did with Tim Conway that time. Be Regis.
How are you?
Good. And he went with it.
Good to have you again. So much. She was a
and you know, the challenge was it usually, you know, if I've seen the show, it would be, I'd have those, I didn't see the show. I didn't even know that she was on with him.
You didn't even mention that George W. Bush was on the Regis show today.
Hey, how'd you like W?
Yes, sorry. Now, what happened? Did you get hung up on?
I think they hung up on me.
Really?
Hold on. I got a guy who's listening to MAL right now. Hold on. Let me see. Hello?
And he was taken down to Fairfax.
Hey, turn your radio down.
$2,500 bail.
Hello?
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on?
They're, Core's talking to, interviewing somebody from Redskins Park, and they're talking about, you know, how everything's going bad for him and everything. I think it's just kind of funny because you guys are trying to get a hold of him.
Has he mentioned trying to get Brett on?
No, because I was listening to you guys, and I just switched over to see if they were talking about the skin.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Did they ever pick up Brett?
Okay,
hang it up.
No. Let me okay. Redial that.
All right, very good.
Let me redial.
Here you go. Hold on to the phone. We're going to try.
Now, did somebody say hello and then hold on?
Yeah.
Really?
Thank you, Andrea. The producer.
Yes.
And she would know you, right?
It was a female.
Why don't you say this is Brett?
This is Brett Conway. Put me through.
Hello? Yeah, one second.
Okay. Who's that?
That's your son.
Okay, now, Brett, while you're on hold at MAL...
Right now, is it still ringing?
It's ringing.
It's ringing. Okay.
My son wants to talk to you, but I'll wait until you get through to MAL.
Did Bart have him in a fantasy football?
Yes.
Yeah, he's pissed.
Too bad. Everybody had you in fantasy football.
Hey, Barty?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Bart.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, Brett's here.
Did they hang up again? It's just ringing?
It's ringing. Okay. All right.
Be on to it.
Yeah, Brett's here.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to say to Mr. Conway?
Nothing. It wasn't his fault.
That's right.
Oh, he has to put headphones on so we can hear you now.
Okay.
Go ahead, Barty. You're on with Brett Conway.
Mr. Conway, I don't think it was your fault. And I have no aggression towards you.
Well, I appreciate
no
that.
No aggression towards you.
I was kind of pissed off at myself because I had myself on my fantasy football team, and when they cut me, I had no one to turn to but myself.
I also have you on my fantasy football team.
Had.
And who's your backup now, Barty?
Adam Vinatieri.
Vinatieri?
Vinatieri.
It could be good. He's a solid kicker.
But New England's going nowhere.
Yeah. You know, I think they're a good team, but I think they're kind of struggling as the Redskins are at the beginning of the season.
Sometimes kickers thrive when their teams are going nowhere.
Yeah, I was with Belichick, and he's a good coach. I think he'll pull them out of it.
All right, Barty. Well, here's your chance to talk to Brad Conway.
Yep. Nice talking to you, Mr. Conway.
Good talking to you, Bart.
All right. I love you, bud. How'd school go today?
Fine.
Fine?
Yeah.
Don't forget, what are you going to do tonight before I get home?
Clean my room.
Correct.
There you go.
Or else. No kidding.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
Come on.
Sure.
Hey, come on now.
Yes, I will clean my room.
Okay, yes what?
Yes, sir, I will clean my room, and you are the best fantasy football player ever.
Would you knock it off?
And the best NFL 2K player ever.
This is his new thing now, where he patronizes me.
He's Haskell.
He's 15.
It's so nice when they learn to patronize.
And I'd like you to keep in mind that you are going to be starting your driving school this weekend. That's the other big thing, heartache that we have coming now. Even though he has his learner's license, starting Saturday.
To get the real license.
Yes. Every Saturday for the next 10 weeks, we have to, again, screw up our weekend.
Driver Ed.
To take him to the driver's school. So just remember that the next time you're patronizing me.
Yes, sir.
All right, really.
I got to go. I think there's an episode of Dick Van Dyke on or something.
Oh, would you knock it off? But really, clean that room. I'm not BSing you about that.
I'm not BSing you either.
Okay, because I was pissed
master of NFL 2K1.
I was pissed last night. I went in that room, and that room is just a pigsty.
He's going to clean it. I think he's going to clean it.
Yeah. Garbage. I meant what I said. No doing anything this weekend unless you clean that room.
I understand.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. I'll see you.
Does that mean I can't even try to play NFL 2K1 with you?
Clean your room first.
Okay.
All right.
I'll have to clean my room before I can lose. I understand.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Strikes me as the kind of kid that might already have his room clean.
I think so.
You're right. I got that
impression. I think so. Yeah. That might have happened.
Now, do you want to try MAL again with Brett Conway?
Hold on. We have a reporter. Dennis Murphy's on the line.
Guy, who are these guys that will be talking to before the Falcon move?
Before the 5:30.
Yeah. Wait, Dennis. He said he promoted it and said.
I was listening to NAL, and after the news, we'll be talking to Brett Conway about his situation.
So they pulled the plug on it.
Yeah. All right, we'll try again.
Hold on, I'll try again. Hold on a second. All right, let's try it.
Because this is something that a panty waist like Chris Core could not. I mean, they go in. And they say to him, oh, my God, Don and Mike still have Brett Conway in the studio.
He's in the studio.
He's going to be calling you from their studio. He goes, cancel the interview. Cancel the interview. I can't deal with that.
You know he's the kind of guy that would do that, too. He'd do that in a minute.
No balls.
Oh, he'd do that in a second.
Even though we're going to let Brett do the interview from a separate telephone.
This is Brett Conway. I was supposed to go on with Chris Core.
Sure. Okay, here we go. And then we'll see what's going on. It should be good.
This is fun. This is one grand show today.
It is. This is now it's getting good.
This might be a time capsule show.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Now, nobody's gotten on with you yet, right?
I'm on hold.
All right.
See, we have the luxury. I mean, we can go another hour without playing commercials.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a waiting game.
Mm-hmm.
If they're over at MAL listening right now, thinking, well, eventually Don and Mike are going to have to go play their commercials.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is this Andrea? Hi, this is Brett Conway. I'm good. I'm still over at JFK. I'm on a landline. Okay. Yep. Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
What'd you say?
What was that?
They had too many warning calls.
Oh.
What does that mean?
What a pussy.
Oh,
that means you are.
He's a total pussy.
You're a pussy, Chris Core.
You are a total pussy. So we've had too many warning calls and we're not going to do the interview?
She just said they were going to bag it to me.
We're good.
Oh, God. The Don and Mike Army was on the phone. I think it should be pointed out that you were sitting here prepared to do that interview on time.
I'm calling the request line now.
Oh. Mother and father, we listened. We were waiting for the kicker.
Hold on, you know what? I gotta answer it off the air, though.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, God, I hate that rule.
Yep. Hello? Oh, still ringing.
You should do the My Stories guy complaining about the fact that you were sitting patiently waiting for Brett Conway.
Waiting for Brett Conway.
To be on WMAL and it didn't happen.
Do you think now they're listening over there, now they're petrified to answer the request line?
Maybe.
Because they know I'm calling on one of the request lines?
Awesome.
We're just doing this for fun.
Sure.
It's really not even
WMAL?
Really malicious.
Hi. I'm calling. I'm very upset. I'm very, very upset. Hello? Yes, hi. I like the Chris Kors show, and I heard that he was going to have Brett Conway's on, and he's not on. Why? Uh-uh. You had a difficulty with another radio station. Why? Why would that? I listen to the WMALs every day. I love the news and the weathers togethers. Can you tell me why? Can you tell me what the radio station is?
They hung up. Okay, well, they've gotten forewarned.
Yeah.
That's obviously what's going on today.
No, we can't. We can't have Brett on today because he's on another radio station. Mm-hmm. They're playing a prank on us. We can't be involved with Brett.
Oh, that's fun.
Brett won't be on
well,
the
show
today.
Well, you were a big part of a little radio fun today.
I guess
and
so.
If you see Chris Gore, he'll understand.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, you're probably right.
He's a giant pussy.
He is.
You know, just tell him if you ever see him again at Vaginas R Us, tell him that we gave you a landline, that we were going to let you do the interview.
You locked the door.
Yeah, well, listen, we locked the door. We didn't want you to leave.
We locked the door, and that was the way it was. He, you know, he just doesn't have the balls to put you on, because there are, as we know, there are countermeasures to when a radio station does what we're doing.
Right.
Very, very easy countermeasures.
Sure.
You know, which is basically, we would spend the whole time, if the shoe was on the other foot, we would say the whole time, tell them.
Yes, that's what we were saying.
Right.
You know, tell them to shut up. Tell them they're fat. Tell them they're stupid.
Absolutely. But obviously he didn't want to play.
No.
What a pussy.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me call MAL myself. I'll ask this time for Chris Kore, and I'll be me.
Very good.
I'll call on that inside line you gave me.
See, this is Don Geronimo. You mind going on my show? You mind going on the air with us?
And I'll tell you what they say. Yeah, hi, Chris Kore, please. Yeah, Don Geronimo.
Wow.
Thank you.
This will be good.
Who is this? Hey, Scott, hi. Hey, listen, I'm on the air. Your voice is not on
the air. Sky Pilot Scotty?
Yeah. Hey, listen, go ask that pussy how come he won't let Brett do the interview with him. Brett's in our studio, but we've given him a landline, so he wouldn't be on our air Chris wouldn't be on our air. Just tell Chris I'm on the phone. I want to talk to him.
This is great.
It was the one friend we have at
NAL. He puts you on his air. You put him on our air.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't go on his air without him coming on our air.
There's no way he'll put me on his air.
No, he won't.
There's no way.
No. It'd be great if he did.
I'm listening to his boring show now.
So he's in the middle of it right now?
He's talking to an attorney now.
Hmm.
In Maryland, if there's evidence of abuse,
serious business.
You have to arrest somebody. Gee, I wonder why this show is the 16th rated show. Women were being pressured. God, who wants to hear this dribble on their way home from work after working their asses off?
So he's in the middle of it right now.
Yeah, he's obviously changed gears. Andrea, hi, Don Geronimo. I know you're in the middle of producing a show. I'm right in the middle of doing a show right now. No, it doesn't mean I have to run. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of me. Ask Chris if he would take my call on the air.
Oh, that's what they're talking about.
Hello? She hung up.
Oh, that's
gosh.
It. And when you get it, that'll mean we're not going to get through again.
She hung up.
No.
She's, Hi, this is Andrea. I said, Andrea, Don Geronimo. Hi, I'm in the middle of producing the show. Well, you heard, and I said, I'm in the middle of doing a show.
Right.
She said, well, then, we're both very busy right now, and I'll have to let you go. Goodbye, click.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Fraidy cats.
Wuss.
Big wuss.
Big pussy.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. So you can chastise your listeners for tipping them off?
No, no, I mean, that happens.
No, and you know what?
You got a zillion people listening to this show.
No, and furthermore, I'm pretty sure it probably wouldn't even be someone who would consider themselves a fan of this show. I mean,
somebody that's working at that station, probably driving into work.
Yeah, listening to us and going, oh my God, listen to what they're going to do to you today.
Probably the program director driving home.
That's true.
Listening to the entertaining show in the afternoon.
Right, who wants to hear this crap about,
Hey, they're talking about my radio station. Hey, listen, they're pulling a prank on you. They're pulling a prank on you. They're going to get Brett Conway to do the interview from their studio. Warning. Don't put him on. Don't put him on. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Back at work.
Okay.
Hey, we enjoy listening to you here in Anchorage.
Anchorage, Alaska. Too bad you guys don't have an NFL team.
Yeah, too bad.
How about that, Brett? Would you ever consider playing in Anchorage, Alaska?
I'd consider it, yeah. I'd take any job right now. But sure. It's, as a kicker, it's cold.
Probably
got to
hear
it. Yeah, those toes get real numb after you kick and do that.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Have a good day.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you know what? Now, virtually what you've done is made yourself a part of this show until that show goes off the air today. Because I don't trust you. I don't trust you that you'd leave here, and as soon as you'd leave here, you'd call up and you'd go, hey, listen, tell him I'm out. So I don't.
So we're keeping you prisoner. Is there anywhere you have to be?
Not at all.
Oh, very good.
Okay, good. Well, then have a seat, Brett.
Just relax and enjoy the rest of the
afternoon.
I
mean, you are sitting. But
you've enjoyed being here, correct?
I've loved it. I've had a great time.
Absolutely.
Continue to have a seat, and I know there are people who want to talk to you, and we've got other stuff to do. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
Well, something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli. Just put the shirts back on. See that sign?
No shirt, no shoes,
no ties. Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Don't make them pimp smack you. Don and Mike.
Now listen, we have a year's worth of WWF that we're going to be giving away in a couple of seconds. Also, this wrestler, Da Edge.
When's Da Edge going to drop by?
In like a half an hour.
Oh, good.
Something like that. We're here with unemployed field goal kicker, Brett Conway.
Once again, to all the NFL general managers that might be thinking about calling in today, you are accepting calls for new employment.
Absolutely.
Once you heal up, of course.
Once I heal up.
Dissed by the Redskins. Not even told to his face.
No. Nope.
Man to man that he was being fired.
Did it through an underling.
An accountant.
And an agent.
An accountant. It was like be if Bobby Hollingsworth fired you here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, Bobby Hollingsworth.
It'll be like if Bobby Hollingsworth called Ephraim.
Yes, if Bobby Hollingsworth, who's the accountant here, called our agent to tell us that we would be fired.
That's exactly what it would be like. Yep,
right.
Like a person that was not. It would be very, very sad.
That would suck.
It would suck.
Oh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Angry black guy here. How's it going, Don and Mike?
Angry black guy, what can you possibly be angry about today?
Actually, I'm kind of mild-mannered today.
Mild-mannered black guy.
Well, you know, that's good. That's good every now and then.
Hey, Conway.
Yeah.
Would you date a black chick?
Would I date a black chick?
Bang a black chick.
I have a girlfriend. I cannot bang a black
chick. Would you? Hypothetically.
Would I? If I didn't have a girlfriend?
Would you?
Absolutely.
Have you?
Absolutely was the answer, angry black guy.
Well, you just made angry black guy happy black guy today.
Hey, man. All right.
I'm glad I could oblige.
Thank you, angry black guy.
Hey, man. Don, how you doing, Buzz?
Hey, angry.
All right.
Everybody loves Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Even
show.
The angry ones.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey. We take Brett out here in Kansas City. I live outside Wichita. We take a kicker that can kick it outside of Shadow.
All right, who's your kicker? Stojanovic?
Yeah.
You know, that might be your next stop.
The Chiefs.
Stojanovic sucks.
I think he's missed a couple lately. I don't know too much.
Yeah,
good guy, though. I like Stojanovic.
He's missed more than he's made.
Really?
Do you, are you, I mean, I think I might have asked this before, but you really are pretty confident that once you do heal up that you'll pick up with another NFL team?
Yeah, I'm fairly confident in that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, this is Brett. You guys were asking Brett earlier about, you know, if he was able to pull some, you know, cheerleaders and stuff like that when he was in the NFL. I went up to Penn State. It seemed like he did pretty well up there.
Oh. You went to Penn State?
Yes, I did.
No, I was asking Brett. You played at Penn State?
I went to Penn State.
Oh, you're a Penn State guy.
Yes. So you got lots of poons hanging at Penn State?
I always had a girlfriend.
Hey, I don't know. I saw him at the bars a lot.
Really? Name a bar you saw Brett Conway at.
Oh, let's see. The Rathskeller, Cafe 210. He was at all of them.
Were you at those places?
I've been there. Yes, I have.
Did you graduate? Did you graduate from Penn State?
Yes, I did.
Very congratulations.
Hey, Brett, man, they need you, man. I don't know. Who do you think is going to win more games this year, Penn State or the Redskins? It's going to be close.
It's not looking real good right now. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that I'm from
Penn
State.
Do you have any eligibility left? Because, I mean, I think you can go up like quarterback, linebacker, anything you want.
They're struggling, I'll tell you what.
Joe Paterno, not a real warm and fuzzy guy, huh?
You ever smell his fart? Joe Paterno?
No, I haven't. I've spent more time with him than any other coaches, though, but I have not.
Those are like death farts. What about his breath?
They're aged.
Brad, we need you to kick more field goals.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I wanted to ask Brett, would he consider working for the XFL?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Edge has got an inside on that. He knows, I'm sure he knows Vince McMahon.
Yeah, would you consider playing in the new phony football league?
Absolutely. If nobody picks me up, if I'm not good enough, you know, playing the NFL, I think obviously all the talent's in the NFL right now. But a lot of guys, a lot of former players are talking about the XFL, and you know, we don't know anything. We don't know much about it right now. But I think you know, with the right kind of attitude and the people working for it, it could get
under. I don't think they're going to pay you that $500,000 you're making.
I don't think so either.
So probably not, right?
I would play if it was you know, if
the right money. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Happy Fat White Guy.
Hi, Happy Fat White Guy.
Okay, I can be Happy Fat White Guy if I win the WWF ear deal.
Listen, I'll tell you when to call for that, okay?
Oh, come on, you guys are the messiahs.
Happy Fat White Guy, this is the first time you've called, isn't it?
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want Brett.
You want Brett?
Yeah.
So do I.
Biblically speaking?
I'm a 49er fan. We need something.
Hey, listen
we
to
need
that.
Something.
Listen to the fans around the NFL, Brett. Yeah. Fans around the NFL saying, hey, we need somebody to replace our kicker.
Who is your kicker?
Wade Ritchie.
We don't got one.
Wade Ritchie.
Yeah, he sucks.
He sucks. All right.
I haven't seen what he's done this year. He had a great season last year.
He hasn't made as many field goals as his brother Lionel.
No, he can
go
kick with his broken leg, and he can do better than him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You didn't know that before the Commodores, Lionel Richie.
This is Morton Anderson. Quit talking about me. It's not true. I don't do that.
Oh!
This is Morton Anderson.
Oh, someone's figured it out.
Wow.
Okay, goodbye.
Oh, man.
Or maybe one time. Did we ever
I know you spilled it somewhere. It was either on the air or was it at a Las Vegas style show? I think it was on the air.
Hello, Don and Mike
Rob
Show.
Rob says it was on the air.
On the air. Oh,
he shouldn't deny it. He should be proud.
Hello.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mr. Conway.
I know you are, Buzz.
Yes, I am.
Every time we've caught Buzz doing that.
Yeah, well, it's a combination of flexibility and length.
Hello.
I want to ask Brett there if he saw that game this weekend. That referee was wearing that hat cam.
Yeah, I saw it.
That ball was booted and hit him right in the grill.
Hit him in the face.
Would you have apologized to the guy?
No, they should have been playing on that field. There was still, you know, the baseball infield was there, and they were playing on 3 inches of mud.
Hey, how do you rate yourself in the acting ability for taking those dives the kickers do? You know, the kicker dives.
Do
you consider yourself an artist as far as that is concerned?
Yeah, that's a tough. You know, imagine this. Imagine you're practicing this in the confines of your own home, and somebody walks in. You know, I mean, what does this look like? You're faking this. You know, you surely can't do it around the team and in the locker room.
What's the best one you've ever pulled in the NFL? You ever had one where a guy barely tapped you and you went down and you fell down and got a penalty?
You always go down. You know what? I had one in college, but I haven't had one in the NFL.
where they just brush by you and you just do a pirouette and land on your head.
It's like, ow! You hurt me! Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Everyone's kissing Brett's butt, and I mean, he sucks. Uh-huh. I go to all the Redskins games and yell out, Conway, you suck.
Now, why would that be, sir?
Because he sucks.
No, you have to give it. You can't just come on there and say that without backing it up.
How many field goals did you miss this year?
None.
How many?
But I haven't been, you know, I haven't really been
tested. No, just talk about last year.
How many field goals did you make last year?
How many? I made 20-something. Honestly, I don't remember. Most of my field goal misses were over 50. So I had 9 attempts. I was 3 of 9, which, you know, struggled a little bit. And then I missed 3 under 50 yards last year.
I mean, starting in preseason, from the very beginning, he was.
No, you don't have to say he was. He's right here.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna do that,
you suck. There it goes.
Thank you.
I said it at the games, and I'll say it here on the air to them.
Well, after
that, I'm glad the Redskins got rid of him, and now hopefully they'll have a chance to.
Yeah, you're a big man to say it to him at the game when you're one of 80,000 people screaming, and you're a big man to say it to him now.
Yeah, you're scary brave.
When you're calling in anonymous from a telephone.
How are you at kicking?
No, I'm allowed to have an opinion. I'm not saying I want to kick his butt. I'm just saying I think the Redskins can do better.
Yeah, I would say that if you were sitting here, you probably wouldn't say the same thing.
Well, you don't know.
I do know.
No, I do know.
I do know. You're a pussy.
Neither of you know.
You're a pussy.
Neither of you know.
You're a giant pussy.
You're super robo-turbo pussy.
Well, what did I do last year that you didn't approve of?
Whenever it was crucial, he blew it.
Okay? Name the game.
Whenever it was crucial, he...
Name the game. Name the game.
Every game he was kicking in.
No. Name the game where it was crucial and he missed a kick.
When there was pressure on him, he
name the game.
Okay, started Arizona. At the beginning of the season.
Arizona was my first miss. It was at Arizona. Arizona was my first miss.
Oh, so you did have a bad game.
No, I missed a 51-yarder. That was my first miss. I was like,
was that crucial?
7-7 in preseason.
A 9-9
in preseason. And then after that, I didn't miss until the Arizona game. So that was like the fifth game of the season.
And was it a crucial? I mean,
No, it was at the end of the half.
End of the half. I wouldn't call that crucial.
51-yarder.
I wouldn't call that crucial.
Well...
Well, it was crucial. We lost the game, so...
Right, have you been drinking?
Hold on. We lost the game. No. You didn't play. You didn't lose the game.
Well, I'm a huge Redskins fan.
Yeah, but you're not we.
It's not we. It's they.
He's representing the Redskins. You say we when you talk about the Redskins sometimes.
No, I don't. No, I always say that, especially when they lose, I distance myself from
them. And I have been a Red Sox fan my whole life, and I have never said we talking about the Red Sox.
I've heard John say we.
I have not.
No.
Yeah, you say we when they're doing well. You say we.
I do not.
Oh, come on.
I do not.
Redskin radio show.
Why don't you just come down here, sir? Why don't you just come down here? They will all just fight.
Well, like my wife did yesterday.
What?
My wife.
Oh, this guy.
She was at the show yesterday.
Oh, is this the
I'm
guy?
I'm a little bit better mood. I'm a little bit better mood.
Wait a minute. Is this the guy whose wife? Hold on. Is this the guy whose wife J-O'd for us yesterday?
Yes, it is.
Oh, this is you. You dink.
Please.
And what are you drinking today? Is that why you're feeling better?
No, yesterday was a stressful day.
You haven't had anything to drink. You really haven't had anything to drink.
Why don't you worry a little more about controlling that whore wife of yours and a little less about if Brett Conway makes a field goal or not?
Okay.
You're just bitter because your wife came down here and did that for us.
No, not bitter at all.
Yes, you are. You're
not
very bitter. You're an angry, bitter man.
You wouldn't catch my wife on videotape for 30 minutes.
I was screwing with y'all, and y'all didn't pick up on it like you normally do. Normally, your radar is right on. I knew all along. I didn't realize she was going to do it yesterday that quickly.
Oh, so now wait a minute. Let me just check. So you're not only you're not only scary brave, you're scary smart too. You're scary smart and you're scary devious and scary brave. All three of those things. You're just a Superman.
Practically.
It's no wonder that your wife needs 30 minutes with a gigantic vibrator to get off.
Well, when she doesn't have me, you know, it's not...
All right. Well, yeah, when she doesn't have your giant member. Please.
It does take a little bit longer with appliances.
Do you breathe through your mouth?
Same as you.
Same as
but
you.
Anyway, I love the show. I'm actually the one that turned my wife on to it. I hate Conway. I think he sucks.
F you. Brett's too nice to say it to. I'll say it. F you.
And I love you guys.
F you. What's the biggest pressure situation you've ever been in your life? Let me guess. You're at 7-Eleven and someone buys a Slurpee and you have to make change for a 5.
No, actually I own a couple companies in Maryland.
You own a couple of companies? Would you like to give them plugs? Would you like to give your companies that you own plugs? Because I tell you, there are a lot of lawns that I've seen that do not look good.
It has nothing to do with lawns.
Go ahead, give them a plug.
I'm definitely in a better mood than I was yesterday.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I love you guys.
What is the biggest pressure?
I learned something from your show about...
Hey, why don't you give your companies a plug? If you own two companies, why don't you give them a plug?
No, because they're doing just fine. I don't need to advertise, even though I know
you. That's right, because it's like douchebag landscaping.
Nah, they're doing just fine. I don't need
to. Hi, this is me. Does your law need a trim?
I learned something from you guys.
I own two companies. I will clean your gutters and do your lawn.
It's like my wife can't get off.
You might be
landscaping.
Okay. You know what? I decided we're not going to give you a chance to talk anymore.
Okay. Bye. All right. Love you guys.
See, Brett, you can't be so laid back when someone calls the bus.
Fans everywhere. Yeah. Fans everywhere.
You can't be so laid back, man.
We enjoy it. Have you ever seen two guys more petty than we are?
No.
We were petty about you. He loves us. He hated you.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what I did to him.
Yeah, we're petty. We can be petty for other people, too. I think that's one of our most endearing qualities, is when we're petty about somebody else. Yeah. You know, a friend that's in the studio.
That shows a generous side.
Absolutely.
That shows tickers.
And on that subject, you know, if his wife were to win the video J.O. contest, then he'd be getting the free trip to Los Angeles.
Yeah, and that'll be happening.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Buddy.
Was Brett Conway behind Dan Turk when he fumbled that snap?
Brett Conway is right here, sir. You can speak to Brett Conway.
Brett.
Yes.
Hey, were you the kicker behind Dan Turk when he fumbled that snap?
Yes, I was.
What did you feel? That's my question.
That's a good question. That was a crucial moment.
You know, the Tampa Bay playoff game.
That was the Turk brothers, right?
This is the original Joe Mama guy, but I had to know how he felt when that snap went up and it did not happen.
All right, that is a legitimate question. You were on to kick what I think was a 51-yard field goal to win the game for the Redskins, NFC Championship. The Turk brothers F up the snap. What happened?
The ball came rolling back about, landed on the grass about 4 yards back and then rolled all the way to Brad Johnson, who was the holder at that time. And I just kind of, all that pressure had been building up. And then I see that, and it was O-S. Yes.
Mm-hmm. F.
Yeah. And,
MF.
And, it was tough because we had to walk back over there. And I think Dan Turk was the one that took it the hardest out of anybody, I mean, everybody else's lives are going to go on and careers are going to go on, but he was the one who took the brunt of everything.
But rightly so. Rightly so. Now, he sucks.
If he was here, though, we'd probably be defending him.
Oh, yes, we would. He's a great guy.
Because we're generous.
He's a large man.
All right, listen, Brett, you're going to stay for what I hope is going to be a very exciting segment coming up next.
Sounds good.
We have this 12-month of WWF pay-per-view events to give away. And we're going to go to a time-tested favorite.
All right.
Make us laugh.
Make us laugh. Now, this is a feature that, I'm an easy laugh, but I'm going to try to be better today.
The first person to call to make either Don, Mike, Buzz, or Brett.
Don't be easy today, Brett.
Okay. Or Rob A. in the back of the room.
Rob's already laughing, and Don's promoting the feature.
Rob's already laughing. He loves Make Me Laugh. We will be taking random calls at 877-365-3636. Be the first person to make us laugh, to make one of us laugh, and you win 12 months of WWF pay-per-view events courtesy of Comcast Cable and Cox Cable. WWF Unforgiven in demand Sunday, 8 p.m. Call now to order on pay-per-view. So, all right, all you funny guys.
Yeah, and our listeners owe us today.
Mm-hmm. Call us at 877-365-3636. We will start Make Me Laugh right after.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Played that for you, Brett.
Thank you. I miss it already.
They play it at the stadium constantly.
They do indeed.
All right, now listen, for you wrestling fans, this guy, Da Edge, he's just pushed back the interview time another 15 minutes. If he pushes it back again, we're just going to tell him to F.O.
Maybe he's lost his edge.
So, listen, while we wait, no problem. We're still going to do Make Me Laugh
good
with Brett, and then we'll just go to news with Buzz, and Brett can just send it and do the news, news and comment. During the break, you checked your messages on your cell phone, you had a message from your agent, and you also had a message from a producer at MAL. Was it a current message?
It was a message that she was trying to get a hold of us while we were on the air.
On the air. Any idea what time that message was sent?
No. No. My cell phone doesn't get good reception.
How about the agent? Anything significant?
Nope, not yet. He said he just wanted to pass along some information that he heard, so.
Want to play those messages on the air?
I erased them already.
Oh, you erased them. All right, well, let's play Make Me Laugh.
Make me laugh!
Now, Brett, Buzz, Mike, Rob, myself, we're just going to take calls. And the first person that makes any one of us laugh...
And I don't feel much like laughing today.
wins 12 months of WWF pay-per-view.
You have fired.
Courtesy of Comcast Cable and Comcast Cable.
And then he makes me laugh and contradicts me right there.
Let me point out that on tomorrow's show, Mr. 40's coming down.
Right.
We're hopefully going to be judging more J.O. contest saves. We have increased the time of the contest.
Good.
Also tomorrow, Jillian, the girl with the big boobs from Fox NFL Sunday who does the weather.
Wow.
She'll be on tomorrow, brand new low-budget Jeopardy. Next week, the girl who invented sex in the city, Candace Bushnell.
Oh, God.
And incidentally, a girl who Mike went to high school with.
Oh, yeah?
The first girl Mike ever had anal with.
That is a lie. That is a lie. We went to a prom together. We never had any sexual activity whatsoever.
Also next week, from Fox NFL Sunday, James Brown's coming on the show.
JB.
To promote something that has nothing to do with football.
He's always fun.
So let's get right to these calls now. Make us laugh. First person, you win the WWF. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, fellas?
We're
trying to make y'all laugh.
Make us laugh.
Hey, buddy, you know how to make a woman sound like a dolphin?
How?
Oh, you start doing her in the doggy position? She'll go,
No laughs.
Nobody in here. Not even a chance.
Not going to work.
Hello.
Not even a chance.
Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Make us laugh. This isn't very funny not speaking to us.
Hello? That Don and Mike show, make us laugh.
Hey, I've got a joke for you.
You know, jokes are not always necessarily the best way to go.
I think based on the fact that last time on Make Us Laugh, the joke won. I forgot what joke it was, but it made us all laugh.
Yeah.
That's probably why people are calling with jokes. Right?
All right, make us laugh.
It's a quick one.
Make us laugh.
How do you know when a girl from Idaho is horny?
How?
You put your hand on her pants, it feels like you're feeding a horse.
Nobody laughed.
Dang, nothing.
Not even a football player. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, baby. I was coming home and I heard you had a guy who had his wife was dying of cancer. I'd like to do a special show for her tomorrow if I could. Maybe put my car up on the auction block because, you know, I get a new one every year.
It would have been better if it had been a better Elvis Presley impersonation.
Trying to do the Elvis
No, it wasn't Elvis. I was trying to do Jack Diamond, that I couldn't do it.
Oh my God.
Are you out there?
Either way.
No.
But you laugh there.
No, laugh
on the call.
No. No.
Oh, please.
No, you have to make us laugh with your original call. And we thought you were doing an Elvis thing, not a Jack Diamond thing.
Based on the thing you did, but that was a copycat because you had done it earlier, you know?
You know, when Elvis put his hands on that sick kid and said,
call me if his condition worsens.
Well, it pleases me greatly. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, make us laugh.
What a girl has such big nostrils.
Why?
Big fingers.
Well, I didn't even hear it.
Big fingers. No.
Nobody's laughing. Nobody's laughing.
We're Don and Mike show.
You ready?
Yeah. Nope.
Strange.
Nope.
Make us laugh. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Altoid here. Hey, I want you to stay tuned for my bitch, Quesadilla.
That is all. I thought it was clearing my throat.
And besides, Mike, that was a snicker after he hung up.
I know.
Quesadilla. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Brett, did you ever touch North Turner's turkey neck?
I didn't laugh. I smiled.
Neither did I.
I did smile at that
one. We're being very, very tough. Mm-hmm. We're a tough audience.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yes. When I was a younger boy, my mother worked for Kimberly Clark, and she had these big, thick maxi pads down in the basement. And I was a kid. I had no idea what they were for. So all I saw was little stickies on the back, so I lined the whole wall with them. And my mother just kind of like freaked out. So then when she did explain it to me, that was when the fun began, because then my friends and I would put ketchup or whatever on and run over to the neighbor's houses that we didn't like and put them on their doors and stuff. And it was just a big, big fun time. And
no.
Why do they,
no.
I'm sorry, why... The girl was playing with golf with the guy, and she said, hey...
No, he doesn't get a joke after the story.
I didn't follow what he was doing. He told us an awful story, then he wanted to follow it up with like a joke from Reader's Digest.
Mm-hmm.
No, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Make us laugh.
Do you know why women fart differently than men do?
What's that? Slow down, please.
Do you know why women fart differently than men do?
Why?
Because they can't keep their mouth shut long enough to build up enough pressure.
No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Boy.
Hello.
Make us laugh.
All right, let's see here. I was watching Little Rascals last night, and, we went to Mrs. Crabtree.
Nope, you're taking too much time.
And I don't think it should be counted when you laugh at somebody who just sounds dumb.
There was mud in the water, there was mud in the food, there was mud in the fireplace, there was mud...
Okay, that guy had some potential.
He gave up. We almost got him. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just the silly, dumb ones.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Yeah, I was listening to Imus this morning, and I was actually entertained.
Hello, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Jack Nasta here. Hey, listen, I'm going to enter the contest at Jay Owen. It's like a Firestone dilemma.
Oh, no one's going to laugh today at this, huh?
If he hadn't been, he'd made us laugh earlier.
Yeah,
I'm smiling.
He already called today.
You're smiling, but you've done it before.
I'm smiling.
Kind of a regular caller, Jack.
You needed some better material today to win me over just with the Jack Nasta. You know who that is, right, Brett? The guy from Ford who goes on TV all the time? Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Want to laugh?
Make me laugh.
I'll make you laugh. And there's these two Mexican guys. They go into a lumberjack. Okay?
They go into a lumberjack?
Right. One of the guy comes out and says, we need some wood. He goes back to his boss. He says, hey, I don't have any wood. He goes back in. He goes, well, how long do you need them? He goes, a long time. We're building a house.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Wow. Boy, that was horrible.
Hello.
Hello.
Make us laugh.
It is I, D. Gordon Liddy, known to revelate to some as the G-Man. I tell you, boys, I was listening to your show on the way home, and I heard you had a guy's wife come in and J.O. for you. I'll tell you what, I grabbed that pencil neck deep right by the balls and stabbed him in the heart with a finely sharpened pencil.
Had potential. We did not laugh.
It was a nice, we had to fight ourselves a little bit at the beginning there.
We did not laugh. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello. I've got a question for Brett Conway.
Yes.
Brett, Jim Rome here. What do you think the chances are that the Redskins will make the playoffs? Do you think they have a chance, or do they just suck?
I think they have a chance.
What's your take?
I think they have a chance. It's still early in the season.
This is supposed to be funny. This isn't funny.
Not funny. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thanks for helping him out there, Brett. You were trying to help him.
Make us laugh.
Hi. This is Sam Huff.
On the bubble. Precariously on the bubble.
Was that a guy imitating Sam Huff, Rob?
Wasn't the real Sam
Huff. Oh, that wasn't the real Sam Huff guy?
No.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's a very special Disney tonight. Pinocchio. Al Gore as the wooden puppet who wanted to be a real boy.
Oh, come on. Please. Send that to Jay Leno. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hi. How you doing? My friend's got a dog. He lives in San Francisco, and I went down to watch the Niner game with him.
Yeah.
He had the dog jumping up and down every time the Niners scored a field goal. And he had the dog running around in circles every time they scored a touchdown. I asked, hey, what's the dog do when they win? He doesn't know because he only had him 2 years.
Kind of the name football joke. Started out. You know, sometimes the way guys sound make us laugh just based on the way they sound.
We were smiling. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don, remember the game you used to play with some of your neighbors on where you put the word anus into the title of a movie?
Yes.
How about the movie Who Will Love My Children? I.e., Who Will Love My Anus?
No. Old bit. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
I got good performance for you. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry.
Mike, does that count?
No.
I don't think that counts.
No.
No.
No, it was not a follow-through.
It was just
I got to keep laughing. I got to keep laughing. It was good Yoko. Though.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Hey, what's the difference between B. Arthur and an old shoe?
You could eat an old shoe if you had to. Hello, Donna. Hey, I'm sorry. It's simple. We have a winner.
The best, but we all laugh.
We there you go. You win.
All right.
You win.
Thank you.
Yay! Woo!
Repeat that one more time, please.
Was fat and black with the skin pulled back.
What?
Dumb one's worse sometimes. Yeah. I think it's his voice, too.
His voice, yes. Yeah.
It was delivery. It was everything.
We all laughed.
We did. And he got right to it. No waiting for that joke.
What is your name, my friend?
James.
James, where are you from?
Temple Hills, Maryland.
James, you've won 12 months of WWF pay-per-view events, courtesy of Comcast Cable, Cox Cable. The first one you'll receive for free this Sunday at 8 is WWF Unforgiven. Everybody else, call now to order on pay-per-view. And one more time, because I'm positive they're deleting it out every time that you say it.
Sure.
Can we hear your winning joke again?
What's fat and black?
Give
us
three different deliveries every time.
Funny.
Absolutely funny.
It just sounded the same without... If I had said it, it wouldn't have sounded the same.
No, not at all.
No. I laughed. Mike laughed.
Right.
Brett laughed.
That was a slam dunk winner.
Did you laugh, Buzz?
Yes, I did.
Robbie?
I laughed harder every time.
Okay.
Yeah, the last one, I think the last one was the best delivery.
Yeah, not the winner. James, where are you calling from, sir?
Spring
Hills, Maryland. Beautiful. Thank you. Hold the line, please.
It rhymed.
Hold the line.
It did.
Hold the line, please.
It was just, it had everything. And sometimes when you get to the end of the line there, it works real well.
Time for the news and the comments.
Sorry.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
And, Brett, why are you checking your phone again?
See if his agent called.
Was it ringing?
No. Okay. I missed a call.
You
missed another call?
You want to see who you missed a call from?
Ed said unavailable.
Unavailable? Uh-oh. Think it might have been MAL?
Chris Gore outside.
Probably not real happy with me right now.
Maybe Chris Gore outside of the payphone.
Let me try MAL again.
Okay.
That'll help.
Buzz, bear with me.
Sure. I'll give you credit. We start a fight, we finish a fight.
Dug the hole, and I just got to pour the sand on top of my head.
Okay, Mike, give him that line.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Tell him that you're done at JFK. Go ahead, lie to him.
Hi, this is Brett Conway again. I'm good. I'm still in the studio over here.
Oh, you can't lie. But you can do the interview.
She told me to hold on.
All right. Tell her you can do the interview, though.
I'm still in the studio over here. That producer.
That producer's going to come over.
I'm producing a show.
I believe so. Yes, you are.
No, she's not on the air.
She's not on the air.
No, you are not on the air.
No, she's not on the air.
I'm returning your phone call. And they made me call you.
That's
fine. They've really locked me in here.
That's fine.
Okay.
This is good. This is closure.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Abrupt conversations. They are so brief.
What did she say?
I don't think she's too happy with me.
What did she say?
She said, well, I'm glad you called back, but I didn't ask you to call back. We canceled the interview, so I think that's that.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right. Brett Conway.
Oh, way to go.
Troublemaker.
Well, making some friends.
Stick around. Listen, you made the most important friends in town right now.
Absolutely.
Here. Okay? Listen, you
always got a home here.
Thank you. At least we go to 10 NFL cities.
That's right.
You know?
Right.
Hire this man.
Right.
Now, listen, stick around and comment on the news with us.
Okay.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, an update from the National Felons League.
Oh, Dana Stubblefield.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. You can comment on this story, Brett. You know a lot about this story.
I don't know.
Okay, everybody, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and
coming
comments.
Up coming on the up. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
sensational.
This is the...
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
From the creators of Marsky in the Middle, it's the Don and Mike Show.
So don't want to forget the JL contest. Been very busy today. What with Brett Conway coming in and Sue from Survivor and the fake Regis call.
That's right.
Get your JL tapes to us. We are extending the contest past tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that, and a lot of people have said that they're on the way.
So listen, and especially you people in the New York, New Jersey, tri-state area, here's your chance to participate. Get a videotape of yourself doing the J.O. Just head and shoulders, please.
Right.
And send the tape, VHS, please, to Don and Mike J.O. Contest. Care of CBS, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
No NASCAR sound effects needed.
Send your tapes. Now here is Guy Birdley. Guy, we're waiting on this wrestler.
I understand. You said at 6:45 his window of opportunity would have passed.
If he calls now, we'll put him on the air.
Right.
Just to have the pleasure of telling him.
Right.
We're tired of waiting for him.
There you go.
Now here's Buzz. And Brett, feel free to comment on any of these stories, especially stories that might involve former teammates of yours at the Washington Redskins.
Hey, jump in anytime, Brett. Washington Redskins lineman Dana Stubblefield's been arrested on charges of assaulting his wife. It was a dispute over luggage at the couple's home in a wealthy suburban neighborhood. The 315-pound tackle was taken to jail and then released on $2,500 bail. He was also told to stay away from his wife, Kim, for 48 hours. That all happened last night. He was at practice this afternoon.
Did you see him at the park today?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Anybody say anything to him about it there?
No, you know, I think they're focusing at the task at hand, which is the next game.
Gotcha. Nice answer.
Thank you.
Way to at least answer some of the questions.
I don't know enough details about what had happened.
All right,
exactly. Don't really make a comment about it.
Interesting. And all that was last night. Now,
what was the dispute? Any more specifics about the dispute?
They were fighting over luggage.
Over luggage. I mean, when I hear that, it's just like, what, I like the pink suitcase, I like the blue suitcase.
Right. His story is they were fighting over luggage. He wanted to leave the house to get away from this. He maintains he never hit her. Yet she called the cops.
She's done that before, correct? I think she has.
Well, they've had problems before like this.
Okay, all right.
The Stubbies.
You know anything about it, Buzz?
No, not other than what I've told you so far.
Your news hounds called you?
I know. Haven't heard anything yet about specifically, you know, what the fight about luggage could have been.
He's my neighbor, though.
I'd love to know the details of the fight. When it's about luggage.
Yeah,
how do couples fight to that extent about luggage? I mean, you know, couples can fight about anything.
He bought Gus's house.
Right.
Yeah, he bought the former quarterback's house.
$1.7 million. Gus leave some suitcases lying around?
Just curious.
So it's Gus's fault.
I mean, seriously, husbands and wives fight about crap all the time. Mm-hmm. And I've got to say, and I don't know the whole situation, and I'm not taking his side or his side, her side. If it's true, it's awful. He's an a-hole. He should be reprimanded. Do whatever they do.
But he's innocent until proven guilty.
Yes. He's also in a very stressful profession.
That's enduring a very stressful time right now.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I could see how an argument could ensue. I don't see how the cops get involved. That's the only part of it that's hinky to me.
Yeah.
That if you're really arguing with your wife, why does the wife have to call the cops?
But as we heard, you know, Brett went through a very stressful time and made beautiful love to his girlfriend after he was...
She gave him some great, you've just been cut from the team, Zach.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's the way people should play all stressful situations.
That's right.
And when your girlfriend gave you this great, you've been cut from the team sex, was it just sex or was it a little of the old, you know, what guys really like?
Well, we're young and we do have a good time and our sexual relationship is...
That's a yes, Don.
Right.
Good answer, Brett.
Excellent.
I'm trying to be politically correct here.
So she got it through the uprights.
She did
okay. Okay.
Unfortunately, I did not, obviously.
Good man.
I get it.
That's funny.
Gotcha.
Who was the holder?
Just kidding.
Oh,
I'm sorry. All right, we won't go there.
You hit her right in the tonsils, I bet.
Oh, God.
The Stubblefield incident was last night. Now, earlier yesterday, the National Felons League suspended Mustafa Muhammad of Indianapolis for 2 games. He was convicted of beating his wife. The league issued a statement saying the NFL cannot tolerate conduct that endangers the public or casts a negative light on the league. That's why he's out for 2 games.
All right, Brett, seriously. The fact that you were cut, it's a story, and it goes to the angle that, hey, there's some disruption in the Redskins family with the chemistry of the team. Then you have this thing with Dana Stubblefield. Whether he's innocent or guilty, it's going to be on all the newscasts tonight. That's the headline. Dana Stubblefield arrested. Be in the newspapers. No matter what the guys at the park say, you know they're thinking about it and talking about it. Although yours parallels, of course, the severity. How much do these two things have in common? What does this do to a team? A team in turmoil.
Well, you know, it couldn't come at a worse time than this. You know, I think everybody over at the Redskins organization is kind of down right now. And, you know, it's like I said, this is a bad time for it to happen. Should it knock the team out of playoff contention? Should they lose the rest of their games? No, I really don't think so. You know, I think there's enough good players over there, and I think Norris going to try to get everybody wound up to play the next game. And, you know, something like this, one player does not make a team. And I think there's enough guys over there that they'll rally each other up and go on from there.
Would you describe it as a distraction?
He's good with the cliches, even when he's not on the team.
He's not burning any bridges here. Smart move.
You know,
absolutely.
It is a distraction.
Yeah.
Will it distract from losing a game? Will it be that severe that that it makes the Redskins lose a game? Right. You know, I don't think so.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, one more question. If I'm a guy from the New York Giants and I'm on the offensive line and I'm lined up against Stubblefield on Sunday night, and this is a serious question. Does a guy say something to him about it? Or do you run the risk of pissing off Dana Stubblefield?
I would say you don't say anything. He's a big man, and he's obviously getting...
One other question relating to this. Are those real alligator boots?
Yes, they are.
Wow. You see those boots?
No, let me see your boots.
Genuine alligator.
It's nice.
They're cool. Yeah.
That's nice. You'd maybe be able to hawk them soon.
I need to. They were a gift to me.
Oh, really?
I would never buy them.
There's our crocodile sound. Alligator.
Alligator. There it is. Here. Feed it again. Can I feed it?
Yes.
There you go. Good alligator.
Good boy. A 15-year-old New Jersey boy has agreed to give back the $273,000 he made in a stock market scam. It's the first time the Securities and Exchange Commission has ever filed charges against a kid.
Oh, no. Pay that man his money.
You know, good for this kid.
I heard this story, and I'll tell you, I think that the kid... I mean, what did he do? He made a couple of fake emails? Is that what he did?
He did it with emails and building up stock that really wasn't worth all that much, and he bought it and sold it and made profits.
Smart kid.
Good for him. That says to me, a young entrepreneur.
Pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money.
Jonathan Lebed made the money when he was 14. He agreed to pay it back with interest in return for the charges being dropped. The high school junior says, yeah, he can do without the money because he says he runs several internet businesses that are making profits while other internet companies suffer.
Scadlover.com.
And he says he plans to set up more companies in the future. The boy says he got hooked on e-trading when he was 11. After watching the numbers go by on CNBC.
And here he is now with his comment. Yes, son?
I'm bored. Let's get some beer and chicks and have a real party.
Sophisticated young man. He can get all he wants.
There he is. Buzzy, hold on. Got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
Right, friend, I'm glad.
Hey, you bless it, I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
No.
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
Now, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing D.E. now?
Hey! Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing D.E. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Come on up, man, and have a meal, and enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Carlos Broyhill is here with an update.
I just wanted to tell you, the Edge called.
Yes?
He said it's going to be another 10 minutes. So I told him to F.O.
All right.
Screw him. I wish we would have told him on the air. But...
Yeah, that's a shame.
And when Charlie says he told him to F off...
He told him to F off.
I'm positive that he's not just being polite...
No.
...and trying to come in and put on a show.
Right.
He told him to F off.
Yeah, you can just F-O.
Right. You just eat one. Now here's Guy Birdley with more news and comment. We're joined by Brett Conway...
Yeah.
Who didn't have a lot of comment on the Davis Doublefield story.
But he's welcome to comment on all the news of the day.
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Microsoft's Bill Gates is still the richest person in the U.S., but not by as wide a margin.
You know, look at that. How much does a good haircut cost these days? What is it, $100 billion?
Apparently so. He can't afford a good one.
Yeah, is that why his haircut's still so sucky?
You know what you all don't know is that it's not hair. It's not human hair. He's not a human being. That's why he has all that money. That's just a fake, it's like Barbie hair.
Forbes magazine's out with its yearly ranking of the country's 500 richest people.
Whatever.
It says the drop. No, he's not on the list anymore.
I'm not here.
That's right. It says the drop in Microsoft stock has trimmed Gates' fortune from $85 billion to just $63
billion. Go out and take a look at it.
New names on the list include Martha Stewart at number 274, Wrestling's Vince McMahon at 260. She has $1 billion. He has just over $1 billion.
Because it's true.
And the rich got richer. The total net worth of everyone on the list jumped 20%.
You're damn right.
In a year to $1.2 trillion.
I'm liable to lose you.
Or the other way around.
Next question.
There you go.
Olympic athletes are being told to be more careful about how they dispose of their syringes. Reuters says the athletes have been so careless about tossing the needles they use for B12 shots, some janitorial workers have been accidentally stabbed.
Hey, Brett, let me ask you. In North Dallas 40, Nick Nolte was always coming back. He and Mac Davis would break into the trainer's room and steal all the pain pills. And then they'd say, come on, Eddie, you got to give me my B12 shot. Do guys now get B12 shots in their asses?
Never heard of it. Never heard of a B12 shot.
This man is lying. You're absolutely lying.
Just a word. At least four teams have lost their housekeeping services because of the accidental stabbing.
And we heard you say just a vitamin, Buzz.
Yeah, it's just a vitamin.
We heard that, Dr. Nick.
But, right. A French Olympic track star ran and hid. Marie-José Porec won't take part in the games after all. Her sponsor says she left Sydney after being menaced in her hotel room.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing, yes.
But police and hotel workers say they heard nothing about a menacing. Officials say she and a companion did get into a fight with a cameraman that put the cameraman in a hospital.
Hello. Bonjour.
Hello. We are French. I do not wish to participate in the silly, lousy Olympics, so I am going to leave and say that I was menaced.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. I will not be playing in the game because I've been menaced. I've been menaced and I'm flying home.
Bonjour.
I'm flying home on a jet.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Thank you. Merci.
They get the Olympics live on TV in Kuwait, but at least one lawmaker there wishes they didn't. He says the games are more about sex than sports.
Really?
And as an Islamist, he's not happy about that.
If they were, I'd be watching.
Quoting the politician, some events, especially women's contests, have flagrant scenes which are unacceptable.
Smashing babies.
Yeah, the swimming.
As examples, he mentioned swimming and diving and volleyball.
All filled with... What was that, Brent?
Misty Hyman.
Misty Hyman?
Yes,
Misty Hyman with you.
No wonder he objected.
Sure.
Jesse LaRue. Misty Knockers.
In lane number four.
And now Misty Hyman.
They're all there.
Come on, everybody. She's the world-famous Misty Hyman.
Jesse LaRue.
I like that one. This Kuwaiti lawmaker says, quoting again, they reflect Western norms that do not give a woman's body any of the respect, honor, or protection which Islamic law have granted.
Well, you're not going to break a world record when you got those robes floating through the pool.
True. This lawmaker has also protested music concerts and the celebrating of St. Patrick's Day.
You know this guy's name?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Well. Here he is, nameless.
Right.
It's the lay of the land, my friend.
Not celebrating St. Patrick's Day. What the hell kind of attitude is that?
It's hard to live the straight, sober life. Well, the straight, sober life, I mean, it's one day a year. What's the big deal?
Well, those are quality guests.
Hey, what do you mean?
Are you talking about Brett Conway?
But talk about the Olympics.
You're pathetic.
Are you still talking about Brett Conway?
Vippy champ.
Well, who are you talking about then?
I agree with that.
Look, you're talking in that code, and all I know is I'm mad because you don't like St. Patrick's Day.
Listen, you Kuwaiti bastard.
Good question.
Good question what? We didn't ask you a question.
Listen, you Kuwaiti bastard.
Come have time. Found out this morning.
Found out this morning what, you Kuwaiti bastard?
He's a tramp. That's a light.
That's every woman, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This guy. All right. Thank who you. Is this guy?
Kuwaiti bastard.
Money! The group Bare Naked Ladies may have figured out a way to beat Napster at its own game. The group made available to Napster users tracks from its new album, but there was a catch. The songs were really Trojan horses. Each of the songs is, if you play it back on your computer, interrupted with these spoken words.
He is a figurehead.
No, not those words.
I choose to remember a lot of worthless crap. That's all I know.
Well, remember this. The words were, you thought you were downloading our new single. What you were downloading is an ad for our new album. The group Radiohead pulled a similar stunt by making available fake tracks that weren't really from their new album, as promised. But other groups, like Smashing Pumpkins, are making their new music available free with no strings attached. Quoting the head of one website, once you've made a few million, you don't care about money. You just want to distribute your music.
Yeah, I'd just like to say to Bare Naked Ladies, you know, keep in mind, boys, you ain't the Beatles.
Right.
You had that one song. It's been 2 weeks since you looked at me.
That I like so much.
It was a stiff, though.
But what was it?
It's all been done.
No, there was another one that they did. There was a third one. What?
The third single, I think, was called Alcohol, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, that was great.
I liked
great.
The topic.
Damn, I wish I don't know if that's it.
All I know is
I looked all over the world for it.
They had the one hit song. It's been 2 weeks since you looked at me.
You like the Bare Naked Ladies, though, don't you?
One song I like.
I think they're good.
It's a great album.
All right. Yeah.
I think they're going to be around a while.
Kids seem to dig their sound.
They're going to be around a while. I like the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones are going to be around for a while.
You don't think they're going to be around a while?
Ixnay.
No.
Ixnay.
Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
I was trying to mask the fact that I had a massive cough coming up as I was trying to say Ixnay.
I know. Well, I'll remember that.
Brett, your feelings on the Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah. it's tough, you know. It's tough business, but I don't think they're going to be around that long.
Mighty Mighty Boston's.
They've been around a long time.
Your favorite group?
Mighty Mighty Boston's have honestly been around for a long, long time. They've just been, you know, kind of underground, and just, you know, recently they started getting a little more popular.
And you're number one. Number one on the Brett Conway Hit Parade.
Mine? You too.
You too?
Ah, good choice.
You too. Right.
Yes.
Old choice.
You too.
There's nothing wrong with you too.
Hey, Bono.
Hello. It's I just thought that Brett Conway would be playing in the stadiums again.
That is depressing music to be listening to, especially after you've just been cut.
That's good.
I think it's good. It's bloody good.
It's good.
It's good. Goody gumdrops.
Hold on a second, buddy. Right. Back, more news, more comments coming right up.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, now, honey, meat is nothing to be afraid of.
They'll gladly run around in circles for ye, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Back to booze.
Hi, Don and Mike. And the animal rights protester who hit the agriculture secretary with a pie this summer has been told to either get married or move out of the place she shares with her fiancé. That's because Arthie Jerram is on probation. And under Virginia law, a person on probation has to comply with every law. And in Virginia, sex outside of marriage is a misdemeanor. So her probation officer says she's either got to marry the guy or move out.
Hey, Brett, you could be arrested tonight.
Sex outside of marriage. She's now gone to court to try to get a judge to give her a break. Crooks are stupid, but apparently so are some would-be athletes. In Germany,
we have one.
No.
We have a would-be athlete in the room with us now.
Brett Conway is a real athlete. These are would-be athletes.
Oh, would-be athletes.
One of these, hopefuls. In Germany, the 26-mile Berlin Marathon produced nearly three dozen cheaters.
Hi, this is a cheater. I'm a would-be athlete.
Of course they cheated.
I'd like to be an athlete, but right now I fall into the category of would-be.
Blink!
Yes, Major Hofstetter.
There's no way I can run 5K. I cannot run 5 feet. Go get a car and pick me up.
Yes, Major Hofstetter, Regenerable Cutter, whichever one you want to be.
33 runners in the race took a shortcut on the subway.
I want to tell you something. This is some master race we have here.
I know. Why are we all taking the subway? Because we can't run.
That's especially dumb because they were all told they were wearing a computer chip that would automatically check up on them at regular intervals.
Computer chips. Jennifer Cardo.
Kling.
Hi, this is Werner Klemperer. I am Colonel Kling on Hogan's Heroes. He enjoyed watching films of people with sex acts.
Kling, carry me in the rickshaw for all 10K.
Yes, Jennifer Cardo. Bring along your fat wife.
Have to believe Germans would be cheating at something. Eh, Buzz?
Hey, hard to believe.
You know our motto, never forget.
Yes, that's right, General Bullcutter. Bring Major Hochstetter and Schultz.
The other giveaway? Most of the runners made it to the 15-mile mark and then vanished until just before the end of the race. All the cheaters were disqualified.
Good.
Linda Blair says she knew she was saying dirty words when she was a child actress in The Exorcist, but she says she was too young to understand what she was doing with that crucifix. She says the director.
Right.
She says, well, she was a little girl at the time. She says the director put a box full of syrup and red dye in her lap and told her to stab it repeatedly. She says she didn't understand the significance of that, but she says it was embarrassing and that she knew she didn't like it. A remastered version of the movie with an extra 11 minutes of footage hit theaters tomorrow.
I can't wait to see that movie. That's one of the best horror movies ever made.
Looks good. At the University of Wisconsin, they wanted folks to know that the school is racially diverse. But when they rifled through all the photographs they had on file, they couldn't find any people of color in any of those photographs.
Yeah, so, welcome to the University of Wisconsin there.
Hey, that's Willie Marsky's alma mater.
Hey there, where's all the colored folks there?
Hi there. Listen, we're kind of looking for some black badgers. Is there a chance that we could get some black badgers for the yearbook?
Now, what happened to that fella who could run the ball so good? You know, the Great Dane?
Ron Dane, where's he? Come on now, where are the pictures for the yearbook?
Oh, they said he moved to New York there.
Oh, for no photos.
Oh.
So, the school doctored one of the all-white photos to insert the face of an African-American male.
School setting. How pathetic is that?
So, just wanted to improve its minority recruitment.
Draw badgers!
The school calls the incident an error in judgment that says no one will be punished for the little right black lie.
Here's what we're doing. We are simply cutting out the face,
mm-hmm,
and we're putting in the other face. No one will be able to tell the difference there.
That'll show how racially diverse we are here at the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, hey there.
Yeah, there, that's good.
Yeah, hey there.
Buzz,
one more there, please.
It has to be this one. The cast of The Sopranos has been kicked out of New York's annual Columbus Day Parade.
Oh,
what?
That sucks so nice. Wait, you said the cast of The Sopranos has been kicked out of what?
The Columbus Day Parade.
Our cast?
Yeah. Big Italian
kicked
parade.
Out of parade?
Yeah, kicked out of the Big Italian Parade.
On the big day?
Yeah, all right. Columbus Day.
What?
True.
I tell you right now, you are so full of it. I think you lie.
No, it's true. No, I'll back that up.
Why, Buzz?
Well, the popular Emmy-winning actors had been invited by a family charity that's been around for 86 years.
Yeah, we support the family. It's a good time.
The Italian-American group that organizes the parade, however, told the charity that it could march, but that it would have to do without the Sopranos. So the charity, good for them, decided to skip the parade.
There you go. Come on over to my house. We'll have a few boxes of ziti, all right? We'll play a little poker game. The big game. We got Frank Sinatra Jr. Everybody come over.
What do they call that?
What, the big game?
The big game?
The game.
The big game.
No. But they had
the executive game.
The executive game.
Executive game.
When Frank Sinatra Jr. came to play.
Yeah, they all come over for the executive game. Let's make 6, 7, 8 boxes of ziti, all right? That'd be great. Yeah.
Quoting a spokesman for the parade, we all dislike the show very much. As Italian-Americans, it doesn't portray us for what we really are.
Oh, please. Tell your wives to shave their mustache.
Oh. Hey. Come on. Now, my mother was a saint, even though she tried to have me whack.
Thank you, Buzz. Time now for the toe-tapping touchstones. One last time today, call 100. Oh, and listen, Brett Conway will be giving you your prize tonight.
Hallelujah!
So be the 100th caller now. Call Lisa. She's standing by. Are you cool with that?
Absolutely.
877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, no, you said we were going to Christmas.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose, Dick Gregory, Bahamian diet, drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen.
If we do get a ton of entries in the mail tomorrow,
yes,
we're going on with the J.O. contest as planned.
All right.
If not, we're postponing it a week to give you a chance to get your J.O. tapes and win a trip to Los Angeles, courtesy of the National Enquirer Uncovered.
Fantastic.
Hopefully tapes arrive tomorrow. We'll view them. We'll get a winner. Send them to Don and Mike J.O. Care of CBS.
CBS.
10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. VHS only, please. Now here is Buzz.
In sports, a couple of items of interest to our special guest, Brett Conway. Redskins center Corey Raymer injured his knee again today. Raymer had two partially torn ligaments in training camp and only returned to practice yesterday. But today he was obviously in pain and had to be helped to the locker room. No word yet on how severe the injury is.
So what does that mean? That's a tough loss. Corey, you know, Mark Fisher's been in there for a while, and he's been doing a pretty good job while he's been in there. But
well, except for that snap that went over Brad's head by about 5 feet last week.
At some point, that happens to every center in the league. You can ask any of them. It's tough for Corey. Corey's been rehabbing really hard, along with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to see something like that happen to him, it's going to be really tough.
So you've been with him in rehabbing a lot and talked to him a lot. And
right.
He's been working hard.
Right. Yeah, he's and
it, really
he says he's hurt. You know, he's one of the toughest people I've ever met.
Wow.
If he says he's hurt, he's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And if he tells you he's not hurt, then he's probably hurt.
Right. And they're helping him to the locker room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cleveland Browns punter Chris Gardocki has been fined $5,000 by the league for giving the finger to Pittsburgh's bench during Sunday's game.
Now look at this. Brett is excited about this. You like this because it's a punter standing up to the rest of the guys, right?
Absolutely. He should have, too. He got a cheap shot from another guy on the team.
And he stood up and he gave the guy the finger.
There you go.
Gardocki made the gesture after Joey Porter knocked him to the ground while he was watching his punt sail downfield. And finally, the principal at Habersham Central High School in Clarksville, Georgia, is so steamed, he's just...
Well, now, why'd you raise your hand about Habersham? We played that team before. I'm from Atlanta originally.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow. All right. Very good.
Well, the Central High School in Clarksville, Georgia, the principal there is so steamed, he's just turned the entire problem over to the local sheriff. The principal says he wouldn't mind if criminal charges were filed. The problem is this. What happened was somebody switched the school announcements videotape with a porno tape.
Oh, God, there they go.
This little girl has knockers.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! No, Don! He's got to go. We do want to thank Sue from Survivor. We want to say F you to the Edge,
right?
Who skipped us, called like 45 minutes late for his interview.
Yeah.
And, of course, to Brett Conway, formerly of the Washington Redskins, now available to kick with any NFL team.
Good man. We've enjoyed having you here, Brett.
Yeah.
It's been great being here.
Thank you. Don't be a stranger. Come back anytime. Call us when you get a job.
Absolutely.
For those of you here in Washington, D.C., stay tuned for Evening with Jason Bishop.
We got to go right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Wanted to know about the J.O. contest tomorrow.
All right, quick, what about it?
I sent in the winning entry on video, and you're going to receive it tomorrow by FedEx, but I didn't leave a phone number on it. Is that all right?
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll get your information.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
See, this is why we got to extend the contest.
Absolutely.
Right. Because so many people got involved late in it.
That's it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
Todd.
Where are you from?
I'm from Oxon Hill.
Here's Brett Conway to tell you what you've won. Brett,
you've won Paramount King's Dominion Survivor ticket giveaway. Castaways Rudy and Sue from the hit CBS television show Survivor are appearing at Paramount King's Dominion this Saturday. Join Rudy and Sue in an exclusive question and answer session to get the behind-the-scenes story of an island directly from the castaways.
Ooh.
Ask questions, hear gossip, and relieve tribal counsel. This Saturday, September 23rd at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. at Paramount King's Dominion. This event is free.
Relive Tribal Council.
Right.
Relive.
Relive.
Right.
There you go.
Relive. Don't worry about it.
For more information, check the park's website at www.kingsdominion.com or call 804-876-5000.
Nicely done.
Yeah. There you go.
So eloquently.
And
thank you.
One last thing I wanted to mention that Brett said to me in confidence, and I will say it now. I'm sure he's in his car driving home. Chris Kaur. Brett said you're a giant fagulon.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
What was the answer to the fat black pullback thing?
Oh, you know what?
They deleted that out.
Oh, they deleted it. Yeah, we can't say it.
The joke of the night, they deleted it. It's his thing.
Just remember, you won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore.
Yeah, right. He used a different word.
All right, got it.
It was quite funny. Yeah.
Got it.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. The girl from Fox with the boobs who does the weather. The brand new love of the Jeff RD, and I guess some new J.O. tapes to watch.
Amen.
So that's it. We got to go. Thank you, and good night, Brett.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Ravi.
Hey, Pat.
Trusted friend. Throw your beret in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Oh, you. I did a perfect throw.
The Jason Bishop Show follows on many of these Westwood One radio stations. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and